Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
move out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. You don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket.
face, you get sprung. Gotta pull up, cause you know the fat stuff will suck. Even a DC's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, bang, I wanna get hooked up and take your picture. My homeboy trying to warn me of that butt you got made.
Push it, 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 push it,
my everything, my everything. gentlemen, with the
exclusive hot new mix.
Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get em.
True West Radio. West Coast Wednesday, what it does out there, folks. What a fucking-ass sound effect. They want to work today. Yo, if y'all online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be here for a couple hours. You know what I mean? Just shooting the shit, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, we got Rev Ali in the building. We got Julia in the building. Is everywhere. Now I know that's JoJo. JoJo's in the building. What up, y'all?
Hold up with it.
Oh,
you got
shit.
The sound effects working. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. They work when they want to. You know what I mean? So what I do is I restart the computer and then I try to see if it'll work. And sometimes it do, sometimes it don't. I don't know what the hell is going on with this shit. Anyway, what's going on, y'all? What's good?
All good in the hood.
That's right, Mr. Everywhere. How you feeling, man?
Oh, doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. Just sitting back, relaxed, you know.
I hear you. That's all I'm doing. What'd you say?
It's a truly good day when you wake up.
Oh, yeah. Like I say, on the right side of the dirt. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the right side of the dirt, so I guess I'm actually doing pretty damn good. Yeah. You know, every time I put that mix on, I be trying to finish something else. I was in here doing a song, I was feeling it, so I was like, hold on, I gotta finish this shit. I still didn't finish, but I'm closer than I was. Jojo, I thought you was gonna be out here this week.
Okay. I had to go take a COVID test and shit because my daughter mom ended up catching COVID from her shot.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
So I had to make sure I took care of that. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to fuck nobody life over.
I heard that.
You know what I mean? On some other shit, but other than that.
You know, it's a whole lot of people out there, you know, motherfucker, that's getting that shit now, too. My boy, I told you, my boy Rob had caught it. And Rob Knight, but he all right.
Yeah, but it's like, this is what the thing is. Now, since it's winter time, it's cold, everybody's catching cold. I'm masking up when they in groups and shit around, people in bars and all that shit. Of course it's going to spread.
Oh, well, you know, the thing about it in a bar or like a eating joint or something like that, hell, you can't eat with the motherfucking mask on. You know what I mean? So that kind of...
Yeah, but the restaurants is pretty cool because you got that space. But when you at a bar, people want to be in your face and all that shit is...
Yeah.
Your ass fucked up. I don't like people my face before the coronavirus. I don't like people my face now.
Yeah, well, see, you know, another thing, too, you know, when it was like summertime and all that shit, everybody was outside. You know what I mean? So it was a whole lot. You know, people was outside. Hell, it's cold. Motherfuckers is all together and shit. You know what I mean? Now everybody is just sitting around together and motherfuckers trying to keep warm and shit like that. More indoor activities than outdoors, you know what I mean? So that kind of gets you fucked up too. Yeah, well, I'm just praying that, man, this shit just needs to leave. That's what needs to happen.
Well, did y'all see that study they just pulled out? Talk about the hemp, the compounds in the hemp,
yep,
is preventing
yep.
it to get into the cells.
I just watched that shit. I swear I just watched that shit about 30 minutes ago on the news. They say, boy, you smoke some weed, you might not catch it.
So JoJo's got the cure now.
Oh, hell yeah. That nigga right there. I had to come and roll a blunt when I heard that shit. Like, shit, let me smoke something. The motherfuckers can't be getting mad. They're going to be like, Mr. Police Officer, you need to hit some of this weed. You know what I'm saying? Keep that COVID out your life. Hell yeah.
There you go. He gonna hit the weed for the police.
Then he gonna hit the weed, take your ass to jail anyway. got too much of it.
I was watching a video, well, not a video, but listening to a video the other day, and this motherfucker was sitting here, a cop. He took some weed off another, off of like a suspect. They went home and made some cookies. And him and his wife was tripping.
Oh, wow.
He was like, I think I'm dying. I need help to find out it was a cop. That shit was funny as fuck.
Well, you know, they took my weed one time, and he said, my wife is going to like this. Got a bag of endo and a bag of stress. That motherfucker said, that nigga smelled that shit. Then he smelled the stress. Then they put that chronic in his pocket. Like, oh, my wife is going to love this. But you got to pull the rest of this out. There's some water going down the goddamn curb. Man, you pour out my stress. I'm like, damn, I can't have nothing.
I think the worst is when they stump your weed out in front of you and shit, and you just got to sit there and watch.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, in reality, they can't do that no more. At least out here, they can't. You know, unless they want to be dicks. You know, as long as you ain't high as a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, you still be able to go and, you know, keep your weed. Yeah. Julia, what's up with you, baby girl?
Oh, nothing. Just chilling.
I heard that shit. You got your wine ready?
Yeah, I just took a shot of it, yo. I just took a shot.
That's what I'm saying. I had to get down in there and give me a beer. I was trying to do this song. I was washing clothes. I was just doing multitasking like a motherfucker. So. That's why I had that mix playing. You know when that mix is playing, I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
They give me an extra 15 minutes to do what I'm doing.
You'll get it done.
Oh, yeah, I know. By that pre-show, I'm going to get right back on it.
I'm not doing nothing at the show. I'm going to bed.
Bah, I heard that shit. Well, you know, y'all on a little later time than we are. You know what I mean? It'll just be 8 o'clock.
I'm going to smoke.
Yeah.
I'm about to smoke me about 8 or 9 more blunts.
Bruh! You know, I smoke a blunt. That motherfucker blunt lasts me about 3 or 4 days.
I get high like a chimney. I be smoking like a train coming through the mountain.
But see, you don't drink, so it's different, see? I got to keep my balance, so I got to have a beer and a blunt. Beer and a blunt. It's a beer and a blunt.
I think I smoked more when I was from drinking than I did when I was sober.
Mm-hmm. Well, I try to keep a cool little balance. You know, I hit my blunt every now and then. I drink me some brew. You know, I drink beer because it's hard for me to work if I ain't got no beer.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Because it's always something. Because, I mean, I remember one time I was on this medication and I couldn't drink no beer. Nigga, and grabbing a motherfucking water ain't the business. We got Sleepy! And they have love in the building. Let's give some...
Yeah, they tried to kick me out tonight.
Hey.
They tried to kick you out.
Hell yeah.
They tripping.
Man, I called him. I can't call him. I hate when there's something that's going on that you're paying for and you can't call nobody to complain about it. But I left them a message. They were saying that people with the Metro PCS and T-Mobile, something going on with them. It's not, they telling me they ain't got nothing to do with it. But I'm like, shit, my people been calling for 5 years on the same number. the fuck is the problem?
They better fix that shit. They gonna lose a whole bunch of customers like that. And
hell
then
yeah.
When people called me, they said that my phone disconnected. Hold on, y'all.
What's up, the homie Scratch, baby? Hey, we got 20 on the game, right?
Yep, we sure do.
Right on.
We sure do. I can't afford nothing else.
Don't worry about it. I'll do for you what I did for confetti. If you lose, I'll pay your debt too. How about it? I'll give $50 to myself.
Yeah, you just take $20 out of one pocket and put it in another one. Nah, it's all good.
Yeah, that was your boy, Connoisseur, calling and check on me.
Oh, okay. Where you at? The workhouse?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
He finally getting an off day. They give him one off day on Thursday. He's supposed to be off on Sunday, but they be asking him to come in.
Well, damn.
That ain't fair.
I ain't complaining,
though. Get your money.
Yeah, exactly. But still, out here, they got something called labor law. Shit, you can't be working a motherfucker like that.
In Arkansas, they got a deal called cotton fields and goddamn a job. You can either go to the job or you're going to go to the cotton field, but you're going to slave in either one.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
know, I
ain't mad. I when your ass go to jail, don't they take you to the cotton field?
They take you to the train gang.
I seen life.
I don't
before.
Know what they think they're gonna do anyway. That corn be burnt the hell up down here.
They feed that whole state inmates with that corn. That's what you're going to eat. And then they give you 3 snow cone cups of water. And then you got to catch back out for 2 more hours. You be out there for 2 hours and get 3 little snow cone shots of water with rocks and all kind of stuff in it, man, dirt. And you just got to swallow that shit and keep going. That's all you're going to get for 2 hours out there in the hot sun. 3 little shots of snow cone cups of water.
That's fucking inhumane, man. I think all motherfucking jail is inhumane.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, you got some people that deserve to be getting fucked up. You know, they need some of the shit that they be doing, but goddamn.
Don't go to jail in the South.
Mm-mm.
Alabama, Mississippi, or Arkansas, you gonna see it.
You don't. Shit, don't go to jail nowhere, man. These motherfuckers is crazy in all these jail facilities, boy. Fuck them all.
No, they let you lay up in Cali. That ain't like out here.
No, they don't. You
don't
lay up in Cali. You got to fight in Cali.
Yeah,
as soon as you get in
there,
you can be fighting like a motherfucker.
You got to go out there in that whole squad, and then you come back, somebody done bust your lock and took all your commissary, and now you're mad and tired and can't fight because you done burned up out there in the sun with 3 snow cone cups of water, and now you're losing wind.
That's why I told y'all one time we went to jail in Mexico. That was the worst shit ever. Motherfucker had a bar fight in Mexico while we was on tour. We went to go do a damn show in Mexico, boy, and had a bar fight. They threw our ass in jail.
For how long?
We was only in there for about 5 or 6 hours.
I'm about to say, because they
happen
a lot down there, too.
Nigga, 5 or 6 hours in a Mexican jail is worse than any motherfucking jail I ever been in.
Hell no, the one in Arkansas, you 23-1. You 23 hours locked up and 1 hour to take a shower and use the phone with no commissary and no TV.
Oh, shit, they don't give you no TV in L.A.
County
jail. Mm-mm. Your wife no TV in L.A. County, not unless you a trustee.
Yeah, well, y'all got commissary. We ain't had no commissary. You got that food, kid. That cart comes through. That's it.
Nah, it depends on where you at. You know what I'm saying? Some people get it, some people don't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They tell you, if they don't bring the child to you, you got to go down the child. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm telling you, boy.
Mm-mm. Not L.A. County, man. I don't wish nobody in that motherfucker for nothing.
You know what I don't understand? It's how motherfuckers who been in there and really did what y'all call the big, they come and turn their ass right back around and go back. Like, and they used to have this fucked up joke in my family. They used to tell my cousin, like, you must got somebody in there and all that.
Yeah. They be done left something down there.
I won't say it's a joke because you know what? Some people be in there. And what they do is when they get up in there, you know, some of them get turned out. So they be having their little boyfriends. They want to go back. Oh, honey, I miss Bobby. I've got to go back to jail.
They say, I miss Bobby. I got to go back to jail.
Well, they saying you're going back to bond them out, huh?
Oh, man. Some of these jobs out here that is run like prisons too. I see why motherfuckers don't want to work.
Right, yeah, that's true.
They be playing that prison game shit at the jobs, talking about, oh, you new. I said, no, play that new shit with me, motherfucker. I walk up off this motherfucker. Don't put the fucking with me.
Nigga, I remember when the judge told me I had to get a job when I was like 16 for fucking up. I went to work at McDonald's for one day. Oh man, fuck this shit. Like I'm out there hustling, making a little cash and DJing and all kind of shit. And I come up in this motherfucker and the little shit they was telling me to do, okay, I mopped some floors and shit, you know what I'm saying? That was cool. I had to go and pick up some trash in the parking lot. But when they sent me in that bathroom, I was like, oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I got up in that bathroom, it was a wrap right after the end. I told them, I said, I ain't cleaning that motherfucking bathroom, bro. I'm sorry. Well, you got all the gloves and I don't give a shit. You know,
I don't fuck with bathroom either. They need to hire somebody to do that shit. Because for one, it's nasty. You should have nobody that's working with food, cleaning shit and piss.
Yeah. Well, see, they didn't have me fucking with no food at that. Well, not yet. They probably would've eventually. You know what I mean? But I went that motherfucker almost threw up. Them motherfucking little nasty bastards, that what they be? Oh, no. No.
They're trying to treat you like a
screw. Oh, no. I told them I ain't cleaning that bathroom. Well, I guess you need a new job. I said, well, I guess I quit, goddammit.
Hell yeah. You just scratch. The same thing you just explained happened to me in 1987 at McDonald's on La Brea and Rodale Road. The motherfucker told me to clean the bathroom. I said, I'm not cleaning that bathroom. They didn't have me working with the food just yet either. They probably would have had it later on, but I said, motherfucker, you can't be talking to me like that, screaming at me. I said, well, motherfucker, I just quit then. Have my check ready. I had $68. I think I worked 3 days.
I worked one motherfucker day. I had like $30, if that.
I'm not cleaning nobody for it. Unless it's my own.
Nah, I can't do it because, you know, people is nasty, bro. Them motherfuckers don't care. Them motherfuckers pissing all over the wall, the floor, shitting and throwing shit all over. No. That was one of the main things. I guess one of the toilets was stopped up and this motherfucker seemed like it had cheese and chong, like just a big pile of shit in that motherfucker. I was like, no.
And I ain't gonna lie, I've had some jobs where you do have to clean the bathroom, but when it's like that, they supposed to call
OSHA. They're supposed to call OSHA for that.
Hell yeah.
Call OSHA for them motherfuckers.
And they know they're supposed to call. But if you take a picture of that shit, they're going to be in trouble. Because they know they're supposed to call them for that bullshit.
I would think this. Like, if you got an establishment, they got a bathroom. If you got somebody cleaning the bathroom, like, probably every hour or something like that, it probably won't be as bad. But when you with that motherfucker all day, and ain't nobody cleaning the bathroom, and you walk in that motherfucker, hell, when you go in there, your damn self, this shit damn near make you sick, and I'm an employee.
I'm telling you. You know, I don't even be using the bathrooms at work on most jobs. Now, like, the obstacle center, I used to use it there, and I used to clean it there. But most places, no.
Mm-mm.
And if
y'all women is different because y'all got that hover move. You know what I'm saying? Men, you know what I'm saying? We gotta be. I don't shit nowhere. I don't be shitting in public like that. No, I don't do that. Nigga, I be going to places. Fucking being that motherfucker, you hear? Brah! Nigga, really taking this shit up in this motherfucker, bro.
Man, I'll tell you, that's like one of the embarrassing things in the world to me is taking shit at a job somewhere.
Man. Now, see, you have to throw the curtain. If you did, I mean, it's been a couple of times when a nigga just couldn't wait.
Didn't have no choice, huh?
Yeah, so, nigga, I have to do the courtesy plus like jail, nigga. You got to give them courtesy plus.
I'm telling you, boy, that motherfucking bathroom. Hey, man, and even at the job, you know, they got employee bathrooms. Them motherfuckers is nasty, too.
Well, see, that's the thing about it. When people go to these places, they don't give a shit. They just don't give a fuck. It ain't their bathroom. They don't care. You know, but when you give motherfuckers around.
You know, courtesy, my dad was 3 or 4 days in his whole life, and he came back with all kind of slang.
Yeah, drop one flush one. I didn't know what that was. My first time in the county, I'm like, what you say? He said, drop one flush one. I said, what you trying to do, fight? He said, no, man, every time you drop one, flush that toilet, man. I said, oh, well, that's all you had to say.
They call them,
said,
they, in the L.A. county, they call them a courtesy flush. Yeah, you guys
yeah,
just be sitting up there loading the toilet up with shit.
Hey.
Hey, he's saying that they start telling you.
Oh, me too.
They tell you to bump it on down. So I'm like, he went to jail for about 4 days in his whole life, and he come back with all kind of tricks and slang and everything.
Them 4 days is probably 4 months for that nigga.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what it is, because I'm telling you, the first time I went, boy, I was in the wrong spot. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I'm sitting over there laying down with the essay, and the motherfuckers was like, I'm looking, and they said, we all here except for one. And I looked, I said, oh, shit. And all the black motherfuckers was going, you better bring your ass over here. And I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Oh, shit. I'm just trying to go to sleep. I've been on a mother, been sitting in this bitch for all these hours just trying to get to sleep.
A bed, you know what I'm saying? I know, man. All that, you know, politics shit up in jail. I'm like, you motherfuckers is crazy, man.
You heard me.
Motherfucker want to fight, talking about paisas, the Mexicans and the blacks. I said, man, you motherfuckers is crazy, man. Really, really.
Yep.
I told the motherfucker send me to the site board.
Y'all, it was this one boy and his brother. They were so damn dumb. Let me tell you how dumb they was. They was the type of nigga who go to jail all the time. So they be in the law library and shit. So when they be thinking about doing a crime, they be like, well, if I do that, if I run up on him, they ain't gonna give me, but like, they can only give me this for that.
that's going to be this. That's what that charge is and that charge is.
Oh,
so that's what they went to the library for, to figure out
God,
how much time for
they
each crime.
They get the nigga up.
Ain't that a bitch? Oh, man.
Hey,
they can read that fine print that judge can goddamn override everything.
They
gave that one man 1,200 years. We ain't going to even live. If dinosaurs have come back then, he got 1,200 years.
Who got that?
Shit, man, they stacked everything on him. That's like if you shoot a gun in the crowd, they can give you damn near 30 years on each person that was in the crowd. If it's 50 people, they can give you 30 times 50.
What about old boy that walked in and shot the nigga that was raping his sister, and they gave that nigga 1,800 years? And he shot
right.
the nigga that was raping
what
his sister.
About.
Damn.
That shit is crazy.
That means you die. Reincarnated, and you gotta go finish your time.
Yeah, when you get to heaven, jail, you got a jail cell in heaven for you. Go right on over there. You got to finish your sentence.
After 1,800 years, they're going to release the family members that know who the fuck you is.
Hey, look, this one motherfucker, I was on the goddamn Goose. That's the damn jail bus, Great Goose, nigga. And I was on that motherfucker, and I was talking to this nigga, because, you know, they got cages to where, nigga, they put the niggas in the red jumpsuit. They put them motherfuckers in a cage, so everybody else, I was sitting right in the front. And we was talking this shit. He's like, man, that nigga said he had 385 years. And I'm going, who the fuck is going to do? Niggas ain't going to live that damn long. You know, I didn't know. This motherfucker, he didn't tell me what he did. But I know the nigga said he had 385 years. I'm
going. When I hear that, I'm like, what did you do? Did you kill baby Jesus? Damn.
No, he just, only thing he did is be black in a racist court. That's all you got to do is be black in a racist court, and your ass
Welcome
is going to get 300 and some years.
If you have your shovel,
yeah, like,
scan it now.
That's just like this one cat that I was in jail with. They get that nigga 125 years to kill the police, though.
Oh, yeah.
125 years for what?
Killing the police.
Killing the police, though.
Well, that one to kill Young Dolph, they going to get death.
Scan your shopper's card. Enter your
as soon as they make it back to Memphis, the other one, as soon as he get back to Memphis, they already got it. He going to get packed out. He already
and
know
y'all
he's
know
going
to
the box.
They tried to put that shit on your body. And the people who did it, the one of the boys is in the pictures with Young Dolph.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cat is rapping with him, and he didn't get on, so he got jealous.
Call up from 318-366. Who is this?
It's D. Fred calling in from Monroe.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Yeah, you doing good, bro.
Oh man, discussing some crazy shit. That's all.
G-Fred, where Monroe at?
Man, Monroe right out there where your girl Julia from. My girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right past Ramblin and Ruskin, right on I-20.
Damn. That's me.
Hold on, man.
That's right, Already? Right. Well, check this out, man. We're going to jump into a couple of jams so we can get off of that jail talk. That made me going to want to stay in the house for the next couple of days. Shit. So anyway, if y'all online, give us a call, 323-642-5097. I'm going to do a little bit more jail talk on this song, but that's it. All right, give us a call, man. True West Radio,
Rock.
West Coast Wednesday. Let's get it.
Here comes fire, soldier. Trying to flag. If they catch me, you know what's next. How the fuck?
to get a dollar and they never would have found me. I'm hard on my way back to the county. On my way back to the county. I should have hit a corner and they never would have found me. But I was high and up like a Mack truck. On my way back to the county and not giving a fuck. On my way back to the county. I should have hit a corner and they never would have found me. But I was high and up like a Mack truck. On my way back to the county and not giving a fuck. Handcuffed tight as a motherfucker. Walking in chains. But I got to handle mine. Step out the shower, ran off of the county blues. Extra large shirt and pants and a pair of house shoes. On my way through the sick car, part of this bus. I'm seeing niggas in the hall, I want to bust. Going up the escalator, on my way to process. 10 deputies, been behind the desk. On my way to 9500, everybody will be looking. Bare roll under my arm as the steel doors came open. Mexican and niggas separate 95. Wonder fools all around me. It's fucked up when you're going back to the county. On my way back to the county. I should have hit a corner and they never would have found me. But I was high. It looked like a Mack truck. On my way back to the county and not giving a fuck. On my way back to the county. I should have hit a corner and they never would have found me. But I was high. It looked like a Mack truck. On my way back to the county and not giving a fuck. Waking up a shout, 6 o'clock in the morning. I grab my tray and I'm sitting down to eat. In front of a jug of Kool-Aid that ain't even sweet. Niggas eating food like they racing. You only got 2 minutes to eat. You can't enjoy what you tasting. Deputy, flashing they lights. It's time to go back to the 95 dorm. Stick around, stretch the face on my arm. Right in front of me, a picture of that plane in the red zone. Now what the fuck is really going on? I gotta get the fuck out this place. I can't take it any longer. I'm pissed off and I'm dying of hunger.
Shocky like Pikachu. Nigga, I'm a fool. Yeah, I'ma shock these niggas like Pikachu. Show you what I could do lyrically, nigga. Ooh, I'm coming up and check it out, homie. You don't want no problem with the truest, really, homie. We be talking, we be sliding, we be riding. We be pulling up outside where you at. Talking on that, all that. Change your man pop before you get hit where you at. He said a man pump, tripping like what? Yeah, bleeding like his bitch, cause he's the bitch. Talking all that bullshit, pull up with that fool clip. Me and the homies, yeah, we gon' hit you with that pool stick. Long range, true shit. I'm out to spit it, kill it, nigga, you don't want it with it. I be talking, I be walking, I be living with it. Shocking like Pikachu, now you gon' get it, really, you with it?
I'm a shocking like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true best really do.
Turned up, Optane, nigga with no sickness. Got no brain, no screws in it, witty witty. Outside, really with it. Sliding, true west, truly with it. Shocking, Pikachu, getting licking to it.
hook caught you, got you going through, really through it. Now you wanna be like me, huh? Really do you? I got no screws, riding, really do it. Slow down, have you leaking like fluid. Got you going through, really to it. Now you at church praying to the Lord, and you wanna say what you say. I don't hear you cause you low down to the ground. Cause the rounds had you laid down, flat down on your face. Disgrace. Pikachu, shock the motherfucking place.
I'ma shock you like this, like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true fans really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true fans really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true fans really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true fans really do.
Baby, 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 baby.
baby, baby, baby.
West Coast Wednesday, give us a call, 323-642-1597. I'm getting ready to go back in time a little bit. Ha! Let's see.
I got a style, deep bass and piano in the background. Everybody's looking for a new kind of sound. Relate into lyrical outbursts. I'm out of control when the drugs in my tongue start to roll. Constantly, I claim 187 pots. New world is the best it can be. Assassinating competition on the microphone. Acapella, you will swear I had a megaphone. Because my voice is loud. With a hand clap, I am able to rock the crowd from a standstill. Everybody waits for me to feel, so I chill. And do I put my voice on the reel? Then my record is pressed up. Let the bass boom till your speakers get messed up. King scratch on top of a pile. I'm versatile, and I got a style. Any competition?
Don't be. I'm here to let you know that I write for the new world. I'm not just any girl. I'm a female rapper from Cali, representing Grand Jury. You can't come close to me because I kick the style, then change it. Break it down so I can rearrange it.
You can't even step to this freestyle flow.
12 bars before bars to go, so pump it up, let the bass rock. Let it be no other way around the block. Versy be on top of the pile. I'm versatile, and I got
to the style of lyrical terrorists. Step to the stage, everything that you can deal with is vocalist, making my tongue run a marathon. My hands around a mic and it's squeezing like a python.
Kick a rhyme for the 187. By side, New World 211. Dog, you lyrics on a 24 track. Paid in full, now it's time to relax.
Max time is over, now writing again. Until the ink runs out of my pen, then I get a knife and carve them on the wall. Just to see the M stand fall.
This is just to let you know.
In a lyrical battle, you best not to show.
New world on top of the pile.
I'm versatile,
and I got style.
Manifested, recognized, or experienced world, a division, section, or generation of the inhabitants of the Earth Mafia, a secret organization composed chiefly of lyrical terrorists and beatmakers. Style, overall excellence, skill, or grace in performance, manner, or appearance.
Come here, cutie. Hey, come here.
I know you see the niggas staring. All I wanna know now is, are you saying if you are, then let me be the one for ya. Now follow me into a flow. Have another glass of gin, be my host. Cause I'm drunk and I'm feeling kind of frisky. Hand full of ass, now kiss me. And let's get deep in the moment. Turn over, baby, and I'm on it. Baby got back and back. She stacked like a motherfucker, got a nigga coming back. I love it when she makes a list. Same shit when she sees a dick. Now it's a cool the fuck. It's a cool as fuck. Let a nigga know. It's a cool as fuck.
I'm a pimp, not a wimp when it comes to the cops. Fuck fucking shitless, still who passed out. I bet you won't be the or, cause when I'm through with the ass, it's time to draw that credit card.
And you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
City, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio. Mad Monday. Welcome back. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, let me get that in. While this motherfucker is working. Look at the call, 323-212-1597. If y'all online and y'all want to talk, it's all good. Let's see. We got all of my folks in there. We have Ali. We got Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
We got Swimmy. DJ Hellblood. Hold on. Come, Betty. The real estate.
Still ain't no Mad Monday.
No, it's a West Coast Wednesday. We got another, we got a caller. Hold on, let me get y'all up. Let me give it up for y'all. We got two callers. We got a caller from 318-450. Who this? 318-450. Okay, we'll get back to you. We got another caller from the 318. 318 cracking tonight. 318-807.
A whole lot of perverts and stalkers.
Ain't no pervert on here. I'm not no stalker.
What's this?
I'm straight from T-Wood. What you mean? My name Mark.
Who is this?
My name Mark.
Oh, okay. What's up? Welcome to True West Radio. Let's give you some love up in here.
Yeah.
What is you think from these airways?
Yeah. Hey.
Tanglewood in the house.
Julia,
you're
having some
folks
calling, boy. I like that.
So good. So how many single ladies are you over in the area? Are y'all single?
This ain't no love connection, nigga.
No dating hotline.
Hell no, cuz. This is a radio station, nigga. This ain't we can hook up.
Make a love connection.
This ain't sugar daddy for us.
I'm not doing this for love. I'm doing this to see how many single ladies are listening to us. This is a survey. Y'all need to learn business. This is a survey.
Well, you sound like you need a nap. Go back to sleep.
That dude said sound like you need a nap.
Keep it real. They sound like they need a nap. Go ahead and go back to sleep. Rest your sleepy eyes.
Oh, shit.
Nighty-night-night.
Night-night.
Yeah, you get a piece outside the radio. What kind of bullshit is that? I gotta go to the radio show to get some ass. I just wanted to know how many ladies was over there to see how many ladies was supporting the show. Y'all jumped the gun.
Well, hey, you know what would you think? Y'all saying?
Did you hear that question? Did you hear the question you asked? Are you talking about jumping the gun?
How many single ladies over there?
Nobody.
None of them for you?
None of that. If they was for me, old dumbass boy. The question was insinuated to see how many single ladies over there support True West. I just didn't put support True West on there.
Well,
you
thought
I was trying to
be cool.
You dumbass.
Can we have some manners tonight? Can we not
God
just...
That nigga say manners.
Thank you. Be cool.
That's
some
respect for the
manners on this motherfucker. Talk about some manners.
Rodney Danger couldn't get no respect. What the fuck make you think supposed to get some?
This nigga say, can we have some respect tonight?
All right, Aretha.
You know.
We have different types
respect.
Of respect, so what are you trying to say?
Who asked for respect? Who is
hey,
that?
Look. Look, you know, if it went for Aretha Franklin, a whole lot of people wouldn't know how to spell respect.
They wouldn't know what the word
was. Birdman does.
Huh?
Oh, he know now.
It could be like
Birdman put
your
respect on
respect.
It.
If you know the song,
yeah,
you
put some respect.
And if you want
some
boots, they wouldn't know how to spell independent.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
What'd you say?
Tell me what you think about me.
They wouldn't know how to spell
independent. Learn shit.
There's a whole lot of shit motherfuckers wouldn't know how to spell if it wasn't for song. Nigga couldn't spell 7, 7, 7, 9, 3, 11.
Don't you say that no more.
Hey, Scratch, you the only one couldn't spell that one.
Now, check this out. I'm going to ask you a question. How many of you motherfuckers call the number?
Call what number?
777-9311.
A lot of
them. Everybody. I'm the only one that didn't know that.
Hey, that's the phone number for Hope, Arkansas, though.
Well,
look,
though. They didn't put an area code on there.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. But when they first made that song, it went somewhere, and motherfuckers start getting a gang of fucking phone calls. Don't get me wrong, I actually called that goddamn number too when I was young.
Yeah.
Them
motherfuckers had to
cut
that shit off.
I called Mike Jones. I said, well,
Mike Jones or the other Mike Jones?
Mike Jones.
Are you talking about the real Mike Jones?
Yeah, the real Mike Jones. You the counterfeit. You the traction. I'm talking about real big dollars.
Watch
you the
real Mike Jones. So you ain't real Mike Jones, nigga.
Watch your motherfucking mouth.
That's your goddamn name. You the real Mike Jones, too. You just ain't as famous as that nigga.
Yeah, he counterfeit, though.
That nigga say he the counterfeit.
I held him up to the light. I didn't see the line.
You get your pole. Well, you know what? First of all, hold that nigga up. Oh, yeah.
You have your strong motherfucker. First of all, I'm picking you up.
Hell yeah, nigga. You about to break your back 10 times over, nigga. You try to pick him up.
You'll need more than weed.
Nigga, I fucked my home up trying to get him off the floor.
You're going to need like 4 world strong men, nigga, to pick him up.
Nigga, if the motherfucker, if it was a medical emergency, I think him being my homie, I think I'd be able to get him up. I don't know how far I could take him.
Would you talk about lifting a foot or something, nigga? That's about how you gonna be doing.
The car was on top of this lady child, and she picked the goddamn car up. Not over her motherfucking head. I don't know Superman motherfucking Incredible Hulk shit.
But you're talking about him up and carrying him. Really think about that before you answer that.
I said I don't know how far I could take him, is what I said. If not, I'd be like, hey, man. I got to roll you on this rug so I can drag you. At least I know I could probably pull you.
Yeah.
Watch your head while we going down the stairs.
Oops, I'm sorry, man. This was a shortcut.
I'm going to just throw you out the window. Hold on. Ball up.
Brace yourself, nigga. That nigga say throw him out the window.
As you can see, JoJo just really want to get rid of him, motherfucker.
That nigga say throw him out the window. Hey, look, it's the bushes down there. It's going to be a soft landing.
They're gonna have a little catching thing down there. I'm just trying to get you out quicker.
Oh, you're talking about catching thing. Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Y'all crazy.
That's
scary.
Shouldn't be no firefighter. Right, me either. Shit.
Thank you, Sweetie.
And the cool part about it is, I did fight forest fires and shit, and you know me, but I'm not, hey, put it like this. Every man for themselves at this point in time.
So you saying if Hell Love was in a tree and you was holding that little kitchen thing, every man for himself, huh?
Yeah, so the kitchen thing gonna work for for itself.
It's gonna stop the whole fall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It depends on
how many motherfuckers holding
it. Not the whole fall.
See, that probably be fucked up. He a motherfucker hit that motherfucker and everybody holding that shit tight. He bounce off and hit the ground any goddamn way.
Yeah, you know, on TV, you
he
see
gonna
him
bounce off and land on the nearest
land
nigga.
On their feet.
And whoever the one he land on, you might as well go get their funeral arrangements ready. This over.
But see, that's why they got them. If you got enough time and you in a position like that, they get them things to where when you hit that motherfucker, it's kind of deflated. It's almost like a blow-up head type of thing.
Yeah.
It's just to brace your fall, man.
I tie some rope to him. And laid him down like a hoist.
See, you'll be going right out the window with his ass.
Look where he's saying, you swear ass
look, I don't give a damn who it is, nigga. It could be me. And if you let me down, nigga, you probably gonna come right out that window with a motherfucker.
That nigga still wearing 34 in the waist. If you wear less than 38 under the waist, don't talk to me.
Man, look, check this out.
You like
if a motherfucker, if you lower me down on the rope, and that shit get out of control, I'm going to hit the ground because I'm going to be halfway down already. You going to fall right out the motherfucking window. So the rescue is going to be fucked
man,
up.
Man, right on top of your ass.
Hell no, nigga. Because if I hit the ground, I'm rolling. Get the fuck out the way. If I know something's falling, I'm getting the fuck out the way. You're like, all right, Jojo, just fall. Shit. Your motherfucking ass.
I
would
hope they sent somebody else besides y'all, you know, for real.
Hey, Jojo, you ain't no white motherfucker,
nigga.
So you think I'll let you break my ribs?
That's like standing in front of the wall and you know the Kool-Aid man coming in there.
You gonna get fucked up that Kool-Aid man through that
here.
Wall while you standing there.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
fuck. We gonna get creative. We gonna take 20 trash bags and some rope, nigga. You gonna parachute your ass down.
Go on the jump, nigga. Jump.
20 trash bags and some rope.
Shit, I can't jump no more.
How many feet are you gonna get? How many feet are you gonna get?
Well, then don't jump. You better roll then.
Yeah, I'm a roll tuck. I'm a roll tuck and roll. Roll tuck and roll.
I'm gonna jump out the window with the trash bags, nigga, with a blunt in my mouth. So fuck it. If I go out, I'm gonna go out hot.
I ain't mad at you. I might be doing the same thing, boy. If y'all had my back problem, boy, you wouldn't know what to do. You'd be like, damn, should I jump? Should I stay? What should I do? Wait for a helicopter?
Lord, forgive me, but, nigga, that's why I was getting in the World Trade Center, nigga. I would have had trash bags and parachutes. Nigga, I'd have made history. They'd have been like, is that a nigga or a white guy? Oh, shit, it was a black guy. MacGyver from the hood, cause, nigga. I was going to float down.
I'm
willing to bet you a black man would have four bags left by the time he made it to the ground.
Nigga, I'll grab two umbrellas and try to jump out that motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
No, that ain't gonna work. I try to jump off the roof like that. That shit don't work. I was a kid.
I know it don't work.
That shit don't work.
Get my brother turn upside down on your ass.
Hey, bro, I tried that shit when I was a kid, too. I had that big-ass umbrella.
Yeah.
And the shit worked for, like, 1 second.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker,
Inside out on you, huh?
Hell yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you how creative we was when we was kids. We used to go swimming in a black trash bag. And then when we were done doing that, we'd break it down into a slip and slide.
Hey, man, that's
slide,
we
that
was real...
Trash bag for the slip and slide was a business. Hell yeah.
A lot of people.
We ain't never went swimming.
You know what I mean? Fuck going to buy
a little extreme.
$19.99 slip and slide, nigga. A 99-cent bag could help you a long way.
I never went swimming in one of the motherfuckers. That's
well, I wouldn't try to swim in that thing.
We were kids. We was bad. You know what I mean? That's just like we filled up the homie dad car full of water, thought we was swimming in the pool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all have got fucked up.
First of all, he couldn't really get mad because his son did come and ask him. And he said, yeah, but I guess he didn't realize what he was really asking him.
Wait a minute. He in the car. I'm talking about close the damn door and put a water hose in the car.
Nigga, we filled the car up with water. Nigga, with the water hose through the fucking sunroof.
Oh, no.
We had the water hose from his house, and we had the water hose from the neighbor house.
Oh, no.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't give a fuck if he didn't tell me what it was or not, nigga. If he told me or whatever, nigga, I'd be like, nigga, what the fuck is you talking about? He must have been fucked up or something. You know what I'm saying?
Hi. He was like, oh, that's a cool ass bitch. He realized, what the fuck? Ran outside and realized what was going on, huh?
Now they came outside and see this happening.
Y'all
dumb
ass
should have
got electrocuted. Y'all have been up in
that
motherfucker.
At that point, we didn't care.
I know y'all didn't. Shit, y'all didn't know about it. Nigga say, fill up the car full of water. And the daddy said, yeah. Oh, yeah. His wife should have slapped him or somebody.
He might have been going off a stick or something, but shit, it was fun for about an hour.
Then you just open the door and let all the water out.
And that's what he did. He opened the door, let the water out, and started whipping his ass, and we all ran home. Abandoned ship, nigga. Abandoned ship. We was out. I didn't call everybody parents. My mama said, well, what do you want me to do? That was your fault. You let him do it. So therefore, I can't whoop him because you was stupid enough to let them do it.
Nigga, back in the days when I was young, nigga, the neighbors could whoop your ass. And call your mother.
Nigga, the school used to be able to whoop my ass.
Nigga, school. Nigga, SWAT, nigga. Yeah, you SWAT in school, nigga.
They need to do me like that, too.
Hang right behind
I fought every one of them motherfuckers. Every one of them teachers and parents that hit me, I hit their ass back. Yeah, some of my friends didn't like me. They said, why you hit my mama? I said, because your mama didn't hit me. Goddamn, you better keep that motherfucker up off me.
Well,
yeah, I remember
you wasn't allowed to do that back when I was in where I was at.
I know it was a man. I remember the time, what school was I was going to 108th elementary school. Yeah, I was going to 108th
elementary school.
And
God
that lady,
damn.
And that lady hit me with that ruler. And I hit that bitch in the head with the motherfucking desk. But it was a reaction to a reaction.
I could.
Yeah,
you know what?
I think I lost my question though, because I ain't want to be paddled.
My mama was like, whatever this if he fuck up, get him.
That's a cold shot, ain't it? Giddy.
My mama's like,
going on,
I'm not signing none of them paperwork. You hit my child, it's a problem.
You know, you got your knees in.
Well, I don't know.
I remember when the first grade, my second grade teacher hit me with the cord, nigga. I walked all the way home, nigga, and told my mama, and she walked up there and whooped that bitch ass in class.
Immediately. I seen that before, but you know, I was bad outside of class, but I wasn't like really bad, but you know, because they used to have to know, they notified our parents. You know, I'm a little older than y'all. But they notified our parents. They gave us a motherfucking slip.
Yeah.
That you had to take home and your mama and them had to sign it, and then you had to bring that motherfucker back.
I used to try to sign the motherfucker myself. And then they said, that ain't your daddy's signature. I said, yes, it is. I lied all the way until they brought his ass to the school. He said, that ain't my signature.
Mm-hmm. We whipped his ass anyway.
Hell yeah. I was signing his name like a motherfucker. I wasn't telling him. At least I had like 3-4 days before he whipped my ass, because it take him like 3-4 days before they catch him.
It'd be like, now you know that ain't your daddy writing. He said, write your name. You write your name.
Yeah, I used to lie. Like, I said, that's my daddy. My daddy signed that. She said, that look like your thing. I said, no, my daddy signed. I lied all the way.
Be like, he broke his hand. He couldn't sign it.
Hey, that's when you get off the bus about 3 bus stops past your stop, so you got a little bit longer to walk before you get home and get that ass whooping.
Oh, nigga, no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know I done messed up, but hell, I got 2 bus stops to go. God dang it, before I get that ass whooping, so I'm gonna get off the street.
No, the thing is,
kicking cans, throwing rocks at the goddamn lizards on the sidewalk, all kind of stuff. You mad at the world because you know you're finna get tore up. And then they say when your daddy get home, when your daddy get home, you like, damn, I get another one coming after that. Shit.
No, nigga, the worst was, like, you know you about to get your ass whooped, so you try to run home, you be cool, then when you see him coming, you go jump in the bed like you sleep. Your motherfucking ass.
Nigga say he tried to sneak in the house in the bed, sleep.
No, you know what? The sad part about it, scratch on Christmas. You got that little racing car track on Christmas. By New Year's, goddamn, it turned into a belt.
Oh, nigga, the motherfucking Hot Wheel track, nigga.
Yeah, that Hot Wheel, that blue with the orange and white stripes.
Oh,
that turned into a belt. On Christmas, it was a toy. On New Year's, it was a belt.
Yep, the train track don't even work no more because she took the piece.
You ain't getting nothing with you, man.
Nigga, you know, nigga, after a while, I got hit with so much shit. That it just, I was like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't cry no more. I started going, ouch. She was like, okay. We had, you know, them old school brooms. Them motherfuckers with the big old thick wood, nigga. It ain't like the brooms that motherfuckers got now. It was old school, like baseball bat. Nigga used to play T-ball as
broomstick. Okay, I'm still
right there.
My
favorite is Corey. Oh,
the 50 guard
was the worst, nigga.
Would be 20.
Oh, my God. We was getting abused, man. Yeah, I want you to all know that, right?
They abused
us, man.
That was all discipline.
Nigga.
That's why all of us right here ain't no motherfucking joke, man. Everybody on this motherfucker ain't no motherfucking joke, man. I can hear it in all of y'all. I'm like, good Lord, because I know y'all know we was abused.
Yep, we was.
That was called discipline.
And you got whooped with anything that was in close range.
Yeah, you told the police, you told the teachers, and you come back and they find out about it, then you're going to get abused. That first round was just discipline. Yeah, my mama whooped me. She
look,
did what? They called CPS. Oh, they called CPS.
Hold on. I bet you none of y'all mamas had that boomerang action. It seemed like she could throw a shoe around the corner and that motherfucker go and hit your motherfucking ass.
Oh, shoot.
My mama wouldn't throw her shoes. My mama had high class shoes. She wouldn't throw none of them motherfuckers. Thank
mm-hmm.
God she wouldn't throw a shoe at me.
She hit 86 with a racquetball racket in his ankle. He thought it was broke. He was like, oh, shit. He was like Clay Thomas. I'm out for the season.
Nigga, I'm telling you. See, that means you wasn't like a bad kid. Bad kids, them motherfuckers get shit threw at them. Get fucked up. And then my mama, after a while, nigga, after the stitching cord didn't work, she just started giving me like 2 or 3 pieces at one time. Boom, boom, boom. God damn. Like, my mama hit harder than my
motherfucker. Oh, man. See, that's abuse right there. That's serious abuse to a child, man.
But what do you think is wrong with the goddamn kids today?
today, I wouldn't give them what we got, though, even though we be feeling like that, because it's just a reaction of what we was. So you got to think, and you got to use your mind in that aspect. You know, you really got to use your mind and think. But we got abused, man. And if you hit kids like that, that's abuse.
Of course. But it scares the fuck out your ass, though. You know, it scares the fuck out of mind.
But see, that's why some of the kids start rebelling and end up in jail or dead on dope and drugs and shit like that because of what your parents abuse. A lot of people don't can't take that abuse and stand up strong and continue to be a Crip or a Blood or a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't got that power to be able to do that after you get your ass whooped and abused like that.
I'm gonna tell you. My ass whooping was. It was a big learning point in my life about a whole lot of shit because, you know, I got three kids and I never had to lay a belt to them. I never had to whip my kids at all. And they all grown now. They all in their 30s. You know what I mean? So I never had to lay a belt to my kids. They were scared of me. They was like, hell no, I am not fucking with that cat. They see me do some rowdy ass shit and they were like, I am not fucking with him at all.
Man, I can see him give my 15-year-old tie ass up right now. Chunk all that live shit because you know I'm blind. I'll get an ass though.
Yeah, motherfucking blind fury, nigga. I'm just saying. But yeah, nigga, I'm telling you, nigga, I never had to whoop my kids. I popped their ass. Well, my son, he got a little older. Him and my little brother, they used to walk around the house. And if I catch them slipping, I just steal on their ass. I sock their ass right in the chest. Pow! So them motherfuckers used to walk around with their hands over their chest every time I walk by. Because they didn't know if I was going to sock their ass or not.
I just know once they get around 15, you can't be whipping the kids once they get about 14, 15. You be you fuck around being a you forget that you fight your kids. You, huh?
I was getting whipped until I was about 15, 16 years old.
I wasn't coming back at that age.
Yeah, well.
Me at 15, I'm not coming back, partner.
Well, see, when I'm 15 and 16, I can't call it whooping. It wasn't like, nigga, go get the belt. That shit didn't hurt no more. She just give me a cool little 3 or 4 piece, nigga.
Yeah, I would come
like,
back,
nigga,
partner.
So you did what? Blah, 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 blah. And it probably didn't hurt that bad, but it, you'd be like, damn, I can't steal on my mama. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I ain't.
So that was like whooping right there. You just got fucked up and can't do nothing about it.
I think she used to hit me. She used to hit me, and I'd be like, whatever, man. Let her punch home and do whatever she do. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, my nigga. So it's still like getting your ass whooped.
Yeah. I would get in trouble in L.A., right? My mama be whipping my ass in L.A., stitching cords and everything. I kept getting kicked out of, I got kicked out of damn near about 8 schools in Los Angeles. I mean, you can name, I mean, I went to Audubon, I went to Crenshaw, I went to Dorsey, I went to Granada Hills. Nigga, I went to University High School. I went to Santa Monica. I mean, I went to all these motherfucking schools. I got kicked out of all of them, man. They kicked me out of Mount Vernon. They kicked me out of Paul Revere. They kicked me out of all these motherfucking schools. Fauché. I mean, I went to all these motherfuckers, man. And my mama kept whooping my ass, right? So she sent me to San Diego. I'm thinking I'm good. I'm getting away from her, from the L.A. shit. I get to San Diego. This nigga's an alcoholic, and he like to whoop niggas with their ass hanging out with you touching the wall with a leather belt. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, man. I went from worse to worse. And, you know, now I'm in San Diego, right? And I don't even fuck with him, you know, at all. You know.
My ass, that's a real ass whoop.
He hit you like about 40 times, Scratch. You know what I'm saying? This nigga drinking pop off. He used to drink that pop off shit back in that fake vodka or whatever the fuck it was.
I know what it is. I know exactly
and
what
then,
it is.
That's
what would have happened. He would have got knocked off. None of my mama's boyfriends ever put their hands on me. Because they was the time.
Why you don't deal with him? Because of the drinking? Because of the whipping?
Man, that motherfucker was whipping me. And when I turned 12 years old, I turned on him. I said, I ain't taking no more of these ass whippings, Dad. You can't keep whipping me like this, dude. But look, when I told him this, right, you know, because he was finna whip me, so he told, you know, he said, get your ass in the room. Nigga, take your pants off. Nigga, get your hands on the wall. Nigga, stick that ass out. You know, shit like that. So I did all that, right? But then I said, you know what? I said, I ain't taking no more. So when I'm telling him I ain't taking no more of these ass whoopings, my pants is at my ankles and shit. You know, I'm looking at this nigga, man. I said, nigga, I ain't taking no more of these ass. He's thinking, what you mean, nigga? So then he just dropped the belt and stole on me. And nigga, right after he did that, nigga, I pulled my pants up real quick, nigga, and I just started fighting whatever a 12-year-old could do. Nigga, his wife came in there, nigga, you gotta stop that, Ken. You can't keep beating him. You gotta stop it, Ken. Motherfucker.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, nigga, me and my father got into a scrap when I was 22. Because, you know, it was crazy because the nigga used to always tell me when I was a kid, whenever you feel like you a man, we could go in the backyard. He a military motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He was shell-shocked military to where sometimes the helicopter could pass over the house and he'd be all right. But then sometimes the motherfucker helicopter pass over the house and he'd dive behind the couch.
Scratch, what you saying? Scratch, say what he said again, Scratch.
I said, sometimes the motherfucker hear the helicopters outside, and the motherfucker.
No. You said we could go out to where at any time you get ready.
He said, whenever you feel like you feel like you a man, we could go outside. And I still go home and cry to my mama like a motherfucker. He want to fight me. I'm 8 years old. You telling me this shit.
Woo! That's some cold shit.
So it took me to get to 22, and one day he said,
you ready for manhood?
When I got 22, I said, all right, you've been saying this shit for all these fucking years. Come on, let's go outside. Oh, you want to go outside? Nigga put his shoes on. Nigga was walking down the steps. The nigga pushed me down the steps. I'm like, all right.
Oh, ass nigga.
This is what it is.
To be cool when that nigga was putting on his shoes, you should have just fired on that nigga right there and there. Fuck that.
He did him like, goddamn it, Richard Pryor said his daddy did. He hit him in the chest, and he hit me, and my chest wrapped around his fist, and everywhere he moved, I moved.
That is motherfucking throat. Nigga,
oh, you a man
breathe,
now?
Nigga.
Yeah.
This is dog walking.
Hey, did he write that one?
We had to go
and
get him up. We had to go get him up. Let me see. Is that K-9 up in there? Wait a minute. Hold on. I thought. Oh, they hung up. Shit. Nah, but.
I feel like eventually my daddy realized he better watch his back. Because he's like, I done taught these motherfuckers how to throw knives. I done taught them how to shoot. Maybe I should chill. Like, yeah, nigga, you should.
You say, shit, this is some Kill Bill shit up in here, huh?
I'm telling you. And you take off running, I got you. Come right at you.
We went out there and got him up like a motherfucker. Fuck it. Because as soon as the nigga pushed me down the stairs, nigga had these long fingernails. That nigga scratched me on my face. And I wasn't going to even fight him until he did that. So we fought like a motherfucker. Until my stepmother and my little brother and my little sister, my other brother, EJ, was there. My baby mama, well, she wasn't my baby mama then, but she was there. I was like, oh, yeah, so now you're going to get your gun, huh? Yep. I was like, all right. Nigga, I grabbed my goddamn, my motherfucking, I had two drum machines. I grabbed my drum machine and got my brother and my girl, and we left. Called my mama, and I was like, I had to beat him up. And then she goes, well, did you get any licks in for me? I'm like, well, right there. Type of shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I got a couple of
little bits earlier. I did this a long time ago.
I'm going to tell you, it ain't nothing to be proud of, bro. You know, that really fucked me up because I never want to do that to my father, and that's the way I try to keep it with my son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't want to have to fight my children. I don't want to even put them in a position to where, you know, I would have to fight them. And all, you know, the fight started over was beer. We all sitting there, they watching TV. I got my headphones on and I'm drinking a 40 year old English. I downed that 40, I went and got another one. They gonna say, man, you can't be getting too drunk. I was like, dude, I'm not getting drunk. I'm sitting here, y'all watching TV. I'm making tracks. I got a motherfucking headphones on. And so I drunk some of it, and the motherfucker came and grabbed my beer. So I'm like, dude, what you doing? It started all over that. I'm like, motherfucker, yeah. Talking shit, whoop that, bad, bad. He was up for that same pop-off. Or we call it rock gut. He's off that rock gut. Pop off or it, plenty of them old little cheap ass vodkas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it
ain't nothing to be proud of.
That's why I've had to get into it. I just walk in.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not going to get me.
I'm just.
Oh,
That's some shit like that. A nigga never forget. Never.
Yeah.
Damn. You can't shake that shit at all because you know that shit happened.
Well, you know, I'm gonna say something crazy. Like yesterday, it's this cat. He worked at Taco Bell, and his son worked with him. You know, I think the dude was like 40-something. His kid is like probably about 18, 19 years old. And they worked together at Taco Bell. And the dude came through the drive-thru trying to, you know, buy something with a fake $20 bill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the dude was like, nah, this is a fake 20. I can't take it. So the dude in the drive-thru shot through the glass and killed the youngster's daddy. You know, it's crazy because now he's sitting there, his dad is dying and dead, and he's holding his daddy. And
somebody else shot him?
They shot the dude at the drop. You know, the motherfucker say, okay, well, that'll be 1995. And the nigga tried to hand him a fake 20. And the dude was like, oh, no, I can't give you this fool because this is a fake 20. So the dude in the car got mad and shot him through the drive-thru. The nigga who working inside of Taco Bell.
Right.
And his son worked in there, too, with him. He the one who got his son the job. His son grabbed his dad, trying to, you know, this nigga daddy died in his hands. But this is what's twist, bro. This is what fucked me up. Is the son said, if you got a father, hug him and tell him you love him, because he said he never did that. He never hugged his dad and told his dad that he loved him or anything like that. You know, when he was a little kid, but he was fucked up because he didn't even. He said, if you got a dad, that's alive, respect them and tell them that you love them every day. This kid was fucked up because he never did this shit, but now he holding his daddy and his daddy died right in his arms.
And you know that's fucked up because that's not his fault. Men need to raise their kids like that. They need to stop being like that. A lot of niggas ain't like that no more. They tell their kids they love them and they hug them and stuff, but it used to be something about, oh, being hard and, oh, acting like a man and all that old stupid shit.
Boy, I hug my son and tell him I love him all the goddamn time. This nigga 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he do the same. You know what I mean? He be a little...
Of course.
Fucked up sometimes trying to do his own little thing, but that's cool. You a grown man. Do your thing. But that's something that we always do. We always do that. We always show emotion. If it feel like, oh Dad, man, if you could do this, man, you need to do that. That nigga say, man, he say, I just don't want you to die. I'm going, I feel you. So it's cool when you get, I mean, even grown kids, me and them never really got into nothing. We get into arguments like a motherfucker. But we don't, nigga, I ain't planning on trying to fight the nigga. I don't give him a reason to want to fight me. But my father, he gave me a reason to want to fight him. I would never told my son, whenever you feel like you want to fight, we go in the backyard. 35 years of life, he never got a belt put on him. I'd sock his ass out a little bit, just fucking with him, but I never had to do that with my kids. They was all good kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's the difference.
I ain't lying, nigga. I used to tear my nip whenever he was ready. That thing was like my son. I told him, hey, my nephew, this shit, you get ahead of the show? Well, that killer, he came to Dallas, he was going to school. I had to run up on him, tell him, like, nigga, let's take it outside, nigga. Let's go outside. We go outside right now. That nigga was like 6'3", 330. I said, man, And then the nigga left when he moved back to Houston. The nigga trashed my apartment where my partner was living in. He said, I don't know, I guess one of his mother friends was in Dallas and gave him a ride back. Nigga trashed my apartment. I was gonna fuck him up. My partner had just moved in with me. He straightened it up. You dirty bastard. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
nah, we cool.
Nephews and all that shit, that's a different story. Because, see, most of my mama...
I ain't got a son. I got two daughters.
My nephews is like... They be on some other shit. You know what I mean? So I be like, let them do their thing. You know, one of my nephews tried to tune up on me about his father, my brother. And my brother was tripping because this nigga mama done fucked around and left. So this nigga's tripping like a motherfucker. So I think he was about 8 or 9 years old. And he was sitting in the living room. I say, you tripping off your daddy? No, the first thing he did was he was going to try to help his daddy fight me. And he grabbed the bat. I'm like, oh, so you going to hit a nigga with a bat, huh? So I told him, I say,
he's
sitting in my living room, and I said, you know what? I said, what did your daddy buy you that you're wearing right now? Nothing. Your mama bought them shoes? Take them off. Your mama bought them socks? Take them off. Long story short, the only thing that motherfucker was had on was some underwear at the end of that. And then I gave him the bat. I say, okay, you want to help your daddy? Hit me with this bat. Hit me with the bat. That nigga crying like a motherfucker.
My nephew, yeah, he used to be with me like he was almost like my son. You know what I'm saying? I used to keep him with me. He lived in Dallas. He started school out here. He used to be with me like he was my son. So, you know, when that nigga came out here, he ain't never really had his own father. That joke out of my dad. But we cool. We tight, though. We super tight. You know, we went through our... You know,
well, I mean, I think the whole thing is, the point is, we in a whole different generation. I mean, I think it's probably about three or four generations, at least three generations of us on in. I'm 54. So the generation, it was way different, because now, no matter if you discipline your kids or not, them kids can call you and get you took to jail. It wasn't like that.
Yeah. Now, instead of taking the corporate punishment, I told my daughter that like last year. I said, you know, I still can whoop your ass, please. My daughter was like, are you fucking with you, baby?
Well, sometimes, you know,
been out about 8 months now. We still on that middle rare place.
Shit. Nigga, my grandkids will get fucked up, but they don't disrespect me. You know what I mean? So it's a whole different thing, man. It's a whole different time. You know, my thing is this, you know, if anybody listening out there, take control of them kids before they get out of control, then you won't have nothing to worry about. Nowadays, a whole lot of parents, they send the goddamn kids in a room with their telephones and video games and all that shit. Make the motherfuckers go outside the way we used to have to do it. We wanted to go outside. We hated to come in the house. Little kids don't be outside no more riding bikes and skateboards and all of that shit. You see it every so often. But motherfuckers be in the house on their phone, on their computer, on their motherfucking Xbox or PlayStation and all that old bullshit. Take control of that shit when they born. That's the twist. You raise your kids right, they gonna be right. You raise your kids wrong, I don't know what the hell happened to him. He was so goddamn nice and cool and this, that, and the other. I don't know what the fuck to do.
I mean, like, some of these games and stuff, boy, you listen to your kids talk. The evil, when they cross on that evil side, you'd be like, whoa, where you get all less than? That's straight off the game.
I think,
they got another level of evil in them, you know what I'm saying?
Yesterday or the other day, I was talking to Julia, and she went shopping. And I was like, well, you know, I'll call you back so you can put their groceries up. She said, oh, that's what I got boys for. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all niggas get that shit out the car. I'm going to sit down.
Yeah, I don't touch stuff out the car.
Yeah, you gotta, you know, I don't care if you a mama, you a daddy, you gotta make, that's the, my mama used to always tell me about my kids, you gotta stop making your kids so scared of you. It wasn't like I wouldn't do nothing with the kids and have fun with them and shit. But she realized how scared my kids was of me. And that's what, I say that's what you used to do. You used to scare us. So fuck, how come I can't scare them? So that, what's up? Look, I done, there go my son. You know, I done talked his ass up. He gonna have to wait a few minutes. But, yeah, we got about a minute and 40 seconds left. If y'all want to hang around for the after hours, we here. If y'all want to call the after hours, you only got about a minute and 30 seconds. 323-642-1597. You know, we'll be back on Friday. I got a guest. I got to go and see if they I play Fifth Day music, but I got somebody on Friday. One of my boy Magic, Black Magic. My nigga Black, rest in peace. We got somebody, a new artist from Black Magic that we're going to have on Friday. JoJo, your people never said they shit.
You say your nigga Black, rest in peace.
Yeah, my nigga Black.
Black from where?
He was from 8-9, but they got a music group called Black Magic Global Music Group.
Was he in the music business a long time ago and stuff? Did he work up at Death Row?
Nah.
Okay, I was going to say, oh my God.
What up, son? Well, I got 20 seconds on the show and I got to do the after hours. I'll call you right back. Oh, yeah. This nigga over here making tracks. Damn, listen to this. Anyway, True West Radio, we out, and we'll be back on Friday. We getting ready to try to make this happen, you know what I'm saying? Y'all stay up, be safe. Don't be catching COVID and shit. All right, nobody could call in. JoJo hung up, motherfucker. Told you to stay there. Yeah, but after hour, for a minute or two, I gotta get back to work. But we can fuck around and talk about some dumb shit for a minute. Ooh, man. I know.
It's working on.
I got this song. I really ain't got a title to it. I'm just writing verses and leaving the last line out because I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna call it.
Hey, Scratch.
Huh?
Did you do anything with Ice back in the days?
What's Ice?
T.
Oh yeah.
My Syndicate.
No, I didn't do nothing when it was way before Ron Syndicate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I've been knowing Ice for a long ass time, and when I really started fucking with him was because I did the first "We All in the Same Game" track.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of when I really started getting down with him, but I've been knowing him for a long time.
Hey, man. What's happening, y'all?
Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Other Than Never Sleep, Buddha High Promotion.
Already. Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Hustlers Never Sleep, Buddha High Promotion, representing Oklahoma, Texas. If you don't know what that is, that's Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas. In Oklahoma, man, right here in the Mason-Dixon line, in the middle, man, right here, what they call the Chitlin Circuit, man. Right heading that way, going east, heading that way, going west. You right in the middle, doing the best.
That's crazy.
You're recovering from COVID.
Hey,
man,
you know,
I'm coming out that thing. Huh?
I said, that shit is so close together.
Hey, man, you all know how we do a King Scratch, man. The most, dangerous radio on Blog Talk, man. We in them after hours, man. Y'all had some good topics tonight. Y'all breaking down their childhood, man. Y'all had some, right? I could have wrote a movie and did a little miniseries shit y'all was talking about. Y'all went deep in the game. Y'all took us back onto the tree, inside the tree, the root.
I'm getting ready to make a song called "Your Ass Gonna Get a Whooping." Yeah, I'm talking about all that shit. I'm talking about all my worst whoopings. Why they happen?
Mm-hmm.
What I got hit with?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Nigga, that's
hey, that Ice T. Y'all talking about Ice T? He got that Hip Hop Fraternity on YouTube, man. I don't know if y'all subscribe to that. Ice T, all of them on there, man. You need to put some of your works on there. He'll post up your works on Hip Hop Fraternity. It's on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel.
Oh, yeah. We gonna fuck with him because you know, we got him on the we got him in the documentary. So yeah, we
yeah, y'all need to put that movie trailer on there. I'm telling you, hip hop fraternity, man. Oh, I got on there, but I hit it up the other day. Man, I've been on it, but I really got on the other day, man. So much knowledge and wisdom, man. It's so many master teachers of hip-hop, the rap, West Coast, East Coast, on the thing. You know, you got Pimp and Ken, Magic Gun 1. They breaking down Pimpology and all their books and stuff. Movies, and they got Master P in there. I mean, it's hip-hop fraternity, yeah. Man. It's deep, man.
You know that Pimp and Ken is my nigga, bro.
Ken is on there, the game, man. He's giving up game every day on there.
We did a show in Dallas, and he had a couple of books he was promoting.
Right.
Everybody jumped.
That's what
in
I'm talking
time.
About.
Everybody jumped in a motherfucking car. I'm going, well, why the fuck I'm gonna ride? And that nigga pulled up and said, "Come on, Scratchy, ride with me." Nigga, that motherfucker quizzed me the whole motherfucking time.
Hey, that man is real. He give up game, man. He got both of them books out, Pimpology, and another one, playing chess or something like that. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah,
but he giving up game. He telling real shit.
Yeah, nigga, when we was going, motherfucker was, hey, excuse me, sir. Is that Pimpin' Ken? They're like, yeah. Oh, man. Can you tell me, can we take a picture and all that? Man, let me see what's going on. Yeah, that nigga, he cool as a motherfucker. He was in the video, Old Man, that we did for Frank Wade on my YouTube channel. He in that video. Yeah. The
yeah, they in that hip hop fraternity, man. Y'all check it out. Y'all see what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna check
that
out.
Definitely get the true
owner. Yeah, that's my nigga, man. That motherfucker. Scratch called me. I ain't talked to him in about a year, but y'all always be like, man, call me anytime about anything.
Yeah, Ice is cool, man. I ain't talked to him about maybe 4 or 5 years. But, Ice is a real good teacher, man. You know, just for the listeners, if anybody else out there listening, Ice-T never gave me a drink, never gave me a joint. Ice don't smoke nor drink. That nigga was never like that when I grew up with Ice-T since 1991. Cause when I was hanging with Aladdin, DJ Aladdin, and we used to always see Ice on the time. You know what I mean? So, you know, but Ice, man, he know how to make quarters disappear. He know how to do magic tricks with quarters right there, make them disappear and get a couple of girls laughing and like, damn, where'd the quarter go? That motherfucker Ice is a cold dude, man. Real nice dude, man. So I always loved him, man, all the time. Peace out to Ice T, you know what I'm saying? For real.
Oh, yeah.
This book I got right here is produced by, produced by Ice T? Yeah, Ice-T, it's called The Rap Yearbook, man. It tells from way back in the day, from 1970s, and it goes all the way on up to today's rap, man. It's called The Rap Yearbook, man. It's real nice. I haven't read it all, but it's got some interesting stuff in there, man. East Coast and West Coast, man, from like 1973 all the way on up.
Well, you know that nigga used to sell, that nigga used to steal furs and jewelry and shit.
Oh, yeah, Ice was on one. On one. But, you know, when he came up and he got to that level, I had nothing but utmost respect for him because I seen how Ice, he transcended from the street shit to having money and knowing how to go get his money and knowing how to stay involved. Like anything you see on TV, Ice-T, he had a computer back in 1990. Probably 1993 or probably earlier than that. But Ice had computers, you know what I'm saying? He would know what every show on TV that you see or everything that a record company was looking for before it would come out. So he'd be like, oh, MCA looking for a rap group. They're looking for about 4 or 5 dudes. And then, you know,
Y'all come in the studio, man. Drop about five, maybe six or seven songs real quick. You know what I'm saying? So niggas be in the studio trying to come up with six or seven songs within like 4 or 5 hours. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get that record deal that Ice-T heard about that was out there that they looking for, or acting position, or, you know, some kind of role. You know what I mean? He was always
then,
up on, man.
Around then, that's when they did New Jack Hustler and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? He was just fresh off of that motherfucker.
Yeah, he knew about the roles and everything that the entertainment field was looking for before it came out. So he would have the tips in the first dibs on when it first come out what they looking for.
He really came up off of Uncle Jam's Army, because they used to let him rap. That nigga used to wear leather and motherfucking spikes and shit. Back in the day.
Yeah.
That's what, I remember that. I remember y'all showed us, but as we were coming up, I remember that. That was back when they had Beat Street, the break dance.
Yeah, he was
movie,
all
breaking.
In that shit.
Yeah, I remember all that.
Yeah, he was a dancer.
Yeah, and the motherfucker, he fucked around and he made I forgot the first song he made, but he made a song called Killer. And then that shit like really took him over. Way back in the day, the motherfucker, he got on the leather straps with the spikes on them, leather glove with spikes on them, and all that shit. Yeah, that nigga Ice, my nigga. I tell you, when we was doing the We All in the Same Game project, and Ice pulled up, and so the door is right up under the fucking window. But this nigga gonna tell him, nah, you gotta go down to the corner, and it's a bar. You go on the bar, and you talk to the people, and then tell them you want to go upstairs. Nigga, the goddamn place on the corner was a gay bar. Them niggas said Ice up in there. That nigga was mad in the motherfucker. He said, "Cuz, what the fuck y'all?" Nah, he said, "Cuz." He was like, "Man, what the fuck y'all doing?" And these niggas is rolling like a motherfucker. Cause I'm gonna tell Ice, nigga, that door right there. Just niggas was standing at the door. This nigga fucked around and walked all the way down to the corner to the gay bar. That motherfucker was just pink, big ass pink ass bar on the corner. And told him, say, "You want to go upstairs?" That nigga came back walking, "Man, what the fuck?" That shit was crazy. I can't wait to talk to him so I can tell him about that. But, you know,
Hip-hop fraternity. He on there. Y'all check it out, man. Call him on Messenger. Hip-hop fraternity on Facebook. He'll pick up. They got it on Facebook. Hip-hop fraternity. Call that Messenger. How you can call on the phone or face chat. I do a call him on face chat. He going to pick up.
I'm going to have Scotty call his ass. Cause you know that's Scotty boy like a motherfucker. You know, they even on the documentary, they got so many pictures together.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was a gang of them. It was some pictures. Some of them pictures I took.
Well,
I didn't want to be in the picture. I took some of them. As a matter of fact, it was a group picture with everybody. I think it was Evil E and Ice and a couple other cats. I think. The Alcoholics, J. Rowe, and E. Swift. You know, me and Eric went to Granada Hills together. That's why I met Eric back in 1988. That's how I know Eric. He wasn't even doing
Eric
no Alcoholics. Eric Jones.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my brother, man. We was trying to play basketball up at Granada Hills back in the days, but he was DJing and stuff then, you know what I'm saying? He was real talented, and then all of a sudden, right after like 88, somewhere around there, the Alcoholic came out, 88, 89, somewhere around there, he was on a whole nother tip.
Yeah. I know he swell.
Mm-hmm.
I know all them motherfuckers, man. It's crazy, man, how time flies, and all of the stuff that we did back way back when, now and just gave up on shit, you know what I mean? I don't know. When I first started doing this shit, I was like, I don't think I could ever give up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's part of your life. It's almost like having another arm or another eye or another anything that you got. It's like it's a part of your life. It's a part of what you do. So I don't see how people get the fuck up on this shit.
Right.
You can't do that.
No, man. But see, you one of the diehards, Scratch. You came in early. You was one of the dudes that helped kick in the door. What you was doing back in the days, man, folks wasn't really on rap like that. They wasn't, you know, everybody couldn't rap. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas, they wish they could, but they couldn't rap. So we had a lot of niggas back in the days that wasn't even trying to be rappers. They was just, like, banging the shit. You know what I'm saying? And now all of a sudden everybody rapping, but Scratch, you kicked that door in with the rest of them, man. Without that, you like L.A. alone, you know, Eazy-E and all that, that shit probably would have never happened. Because I remember when Eazy came out with I Got a Fat Girl on My Jock. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And they used to play that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Fat Girl on My Jock. See, that people, a lot of people don't, that think they like Eazy-E and N.W.A., a lot of these niggas don't even know about that song.
Oh, my God. I got a fat girl. Oh, my God.
Ooh, somebody bring that back.
Yeah. But, you know, that was one of the later songs anyway. You know, but, nigga, it's just an honor to be a part of, you know, rap history. And I wish I would have took advantage of it a long time ago.
Yeah, but that's all right. They can't talk about it without talking about you. We know that. There's a lot of stuff you did, even me with Scotty D and Aladdin, because I never jumped ship. I stayed down with them niggas. I didn't jump off and go hang with T-Lil and King T and Dr. Dre and Ice. I stayed right there with Aladdin and Scotty D, who the niggas who brought me in. I never jumped ship, you know what I'm saying, at all. But I stayed down, man, and the stuff and the experience that I learned, I'm like, damn. So it was just, like you just said, Scratch, a blessing for us to even be in it, man. But y'all was in it, man. I was just a promoter at first. I love music. I thought, I'm going to promote every record I can get my hands. I'm going to put that record everywhere.
The thing about it is it's like, you know, if it wasn't for me being a DJ in the beginning, you know, I probably wouldn't even be nowhere where I'm at right now. You know what I'm saying? I'd probably been one of them motherfucking go to work, come home, dad, and get the remote control and put on my favorite motherfucking shorts and be watching TV, ass nigga. I wouldn't be able to be my age and be hip to the game the way a lot of people, they hip to the game, but they give up. They trying to pass the reins to the younger cats, you know, but that ain't what you got to do. The thing about it, you got to stay relevant on your own. A lot of people don't even think about that. If you stay relevant, you can't let the youngsters take over because you see what they doing. Them motherfuckers is burning the house down. How the fuck you going to burn the house down?
Burning down the house. Hey, they're down there running down.
I know what you're saying. I know.
Boy, y'all went way back on that. I remember that song, all that. Hey.
Scratch be saying shit. Now. Scratch be saying stuff, so I be trying to catch his little, because he be having them lines. You got to catch it.
Yeah, because, hey, look, nigga, I'm telling you, nigga, back in the 80s, my brother went to college in 85, and he told everybody that we was DJs, right? So we used to go and DJ all these fraternity parties up in Cal State, L.A., and we used to have to play Burning Down the House. We had to play all that old type of shit. Them white boys in that goddamn fraternity was so turned up, nigga. Yeah, that's why I know all them songs, nigga. Be there,
You can dance if you want to. You can sing that song along.
You can. There's no friend of mine. We can dance.
I do it if you want my body. You think I'm sexy.
So I'm really going back now. You way back there on them.
We really didn't have too much rap.
That's right.
We didn't have no rap to
save the world.
Hey, but when you go back and listen to them songs, man, some of them tracks is banging. Oh,
hey,
my God.
Hey, Buddha, they did scratch like Scotty D said. The white boys, they would go get the record, had the record in one hand and had a gun and the money in the other. You either going to play this record?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Type of shit. But,
better play what they say.
We used to have to play all of that type of shit, nigga, back in 84.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had to play it because my older brother, he graduated a year before I did. So he was in college. We used to go up there and DJ them dance and had to play all that shit. Nigga, I think, the only rap song that we had was motherfucking Rapper's Delight.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Couldn't play Blowfly. You couldn't play that Blowfly.
We couldn't play Blowfly that motherfucker.
You can play that motherfucking Billy Idol, though. Eyes without a face. Human face.
Eyes without a face.
Nigga, motherfucking Caribbean Queen, nigga.
Oh, yeah, Billy Ocean's a motherfucker.
Come on, baby, I'm quick.
Shit, I remember playing Ice Ice Baby like 10 times in one night, man. They all wanted to hear Vanilla Ice. Vanilla Ice and Daisy Dukes.
He messed up the vibe,
B. Yeah, he fucked the vibe up. We talk about early, nigga. We talking about
she blinded me with science. She blinded me with science. She blinded. Hey. Well, that's that old shit. They don't want to get off into that real lean.
Nigga, can you feel the beat of my heart? Can you feel the beat of my star?
You should have been playing that centerfold. You should have been playing that centerfold. My memory had just been blown. Nah.
All
that. I come from a
That's what we used to play at that college.
You were going to school in Florida. Y'all playing that down there in Florida. So you throwing us off. We try to get back over here right in the middle, like, what's the other one? What's another one, y'all? Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
That Buddha, when you were wrestling, when you used to wrestle with the junkyard dog.
No, nigga.
I'll take you back.
I got one for you, nigga. Nigga, Wild Horse. The Rider Wild Horse.
Wild
Horse. Nigga, we played all that shit at them motherfucking white. And you know what? When we played White Horse, it seemed like everybody disappeared off the dance floor for a minute.
Uh-huh, and then here comes three
back.
Buffalo girls go around the outside. Four Buffalo girls.
you put that thing in a double dutch bus on, and they back on the dance floor then.
Oh, yeah. You know what the White Horse was about. They went to go and sniff their cocaine, nigga.
Oh, yeah. And they're
like,
that's banging too.
That's
that
our cue.
Nigga, that's our cue.
We gotta go. Let's go get our sniff on. Everybody can leave, and then they come back dancing like the motherfuckers is at Woodstock. I'm like, goddamn, for real? Yeah, you know what? Back then, it was easy to DJ them white fraternity parties. Them motherfuckers didn't ask you to play shit. me and my boy was talking about it yesterday. And because I probably take this job up at the Luxor, so I probably be DJing up there like twice a month at this place called Raw up in Vegas. And hell, motherfuckers can't be sitting up there asking you, can you play this? They got to be way up there somewhere. So I just play what the fuck I want to. You know? You know what I'm saying? Because I went and did this little, my homegirl's Sweet 16 party. Oh, my God. All them kids, I wanted to kill every one of them motherfuckers. I DJed for like an hour, and they had the speaker, so nigga, I just pulled the goddamn cord out and said, here, plug y'all phone on and play, plug y'all phone up and play whatever the fuck y'all want to.
Mm-hmm.
So all of them No, I got paid, but I told her I quit.
Well, we were going to frat parties. By the time I started going to frat party, it was school day. Like, they were playing Kid and Play, Jingling Baby, Down with OPP, all them songs going on at the frat party. We were coming, I was going to frat parties and doing
I'm talking about back in 80, like 84, 85.
Yeah, yeah.
When I went on tour with Tolo, oh, nigga, that shit was cracked.
Oh, you went on tour
That's
with Tolo?
That's what they was playing. That's what they was playing. I was like, damn.
Funky Paul Medina.
Oh, man.
Tolo was getting paid for a minute. That nigga blew up, man.
Nigga, them motherfuckers was going crazy. When we got on stage, them motherfuckers lost their goddamn mind.
Ooh, boy.
And then the last song that we did at the end of the night was Wild Thang. Oh, that goddamn Wild Thang came on, boy. Them motherfuckers was mosh pitting and jumping around and throwing drinks and everything. I was sitting on, After we was on the stage for an hour. So the last song is Wild Thang. So that's when I get off the turntables. I get off the turntables and grab a mic. So I'll be out there, you know, pumping them motherfuckers up. And we in there, you know, doing our thing. Boy, I was over the front of the stage like, these motherfuckers is going crazy. And we did like, damn. Probably about 16 of them motherfuckers, like frat parties.
Damn.
Oh, that shit was crazy, bro.
Hey, I know y'all turned it out. You and Candyman. That's all you and Candyman them had.
Ooh, girl, I love you so.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, well, yeah, when they play that, when they just play y'all on that Candyman, they go crazy on that.
Oh yeah,
I seen a video of Sir Mix-a-Lot rapping with a symphony, and that shit sounded good as hell. And boy, you ever seen white people turn up? You play that song, everybody know that, but. They was on stage at the symphony, all the white girls just, and one of them, she was living her best life. You could tell she was waiting for that moment.
I did a show with Sir Mix-a-Lot in Tampa Bay. That was the best show I think I ever had.
Man, that symphony sounded good than a motherfucker. It sounded better than the track almost, like. It sounded just like he was rapping to a track, but I've seen the people playing the instruments.
Oh, man, I got to call my
dog. You talking about a musical symphony with metal instruments and horns and stuff?
Yes, nigga, with a symphony. If they was playing it, dun-dun-dun. You
nigga,
know,
cello, shit.
Baby,
yeah.
Got it.
The whole thing.
I bet that shit was playing. I need to Google that shit.
Hey, that nigga made a lot of money off that song. That one song, that nigga made a lot. Him and Tone Loc, but Tone Loc with a Wild Thing and Mix a Lot. But that baby got back, man. That shit blew the fuck up. I mean, yeah, he came with one too. He was later, but when that shit hit this, woo boy, them two songs. Oh man, them niggas blew up.
Nigga, my little brother be blowing the fuck up, nigga, off of everything, nigga. Kilo, I wish I was a little bit taller. That nigga should be on everything.
Oh yeah, that should be on everything. Everywhere.
That should be everywhere. I'm like,
everywhere.
Dude, the year they put that shit on the Super Bowl commercial, I was like, what?
He was a surprise for us, but I asked him, y'all, did he ever get taller? And he was like, hell no.
No, that nigga said, nigga, if anything, I got shorter or something. He said. Yeah, that nigga, that motherfucking song. It seemed like every year that pop up on something.
Ahmad was doing that too. Ahmad with that back in the day when I was, they be playing that shit too.
Yeah. But this thing
they play that shit a lot.
When he was on that Super Bowl commercial it was Honda commercial. He did the Honda commercial and then. The next year, the nigga did. It was a little short ass basketball player, motherfucker, and he wind up doing a commercial with him. They was playing this song, and then this nigga pulls up in a 6'4" or something. I was like, damn. I got you, big bro. I got you. But yeah, this nigga, he be popping up everywhere. Yeah, they got that movie. I really don't care for
that movie. I wouldn't give a damn if they found me a one-hit wonder. If this is that one-hit still going, make y'all niggas look like a fool.
That nigga one-hit is better. My little brother one-hit is better than damn near a lot of motherfuckers one-hit. Of course, you know, Baby Got Back. You know, of course, Tone with Wild Thing. Funky Cole Medina wasn't as big as Wild Thing. Domino. It's a gang of motherfuckers. Candyman. Knocking Boots.
Knocking Boots, that's the name of it. And Knocking Boots go hard now, though. That's why you gotta throw that in there. Y'all rock that spread.
Yeah, we made that shit in my bedroom, nigga.
That shit go hard. Play it right now.
I ain't even got it loaded.
They be trying to use that Barry White too. They got a couple of songs they be trying to use with Barry White.
Barry White was knocking
the
boom.
Rap song with the Playing Your Game baby in there.
They be still in that Barry White shit, don't they?
Oh.
Can't get it up.
Damn, who
up
had that
here.
Beat? Somebody had that beat.
Well,
playing your game, baby.
Who had that beat? Well, you went back, Sweet PD. I got to figure out who had that loop.
That's what I'm saying, because my fans used to listen to all that shit. So, like, I already told them, when I was born, my mama turned 21 right after, and my grandma had just turned 37. So I know all this shit. And my favorite
Big Mello used it.
That's
because y'all Big Mello from Houston used it.
Oh, yeah.
He was from Houston. Was it the ghetto boy?
Big Mello used that. He used that Barry White. He used that sample. Big Mello did.
Yeah.
Hey, he mastered that, mother. Somebody else used it, too. But I know Big Mello. I remember Big Mello used it one time.
Playing your game, baby.
I think that's what I don't know. I said I wasn't going to do no more mixtapes, but I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out and grab some of my favorite samples and write songs to the motherfucker. After the mixtape, I take all of the samples off and put all original beats on top of it. And then sell it.
I like that damn, that 5 minutes of funk. But my favorite thing is to watch white people dance to it.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Sweetie, said that. Have y'all ever seen white people dance over 5 minutes of funk?
I haven't.
Next time y'all go to the club, and if anybody ever played, I don't care, club or anything, watch that. I don't know. They got a whole crazy little sway going.
They be turning up. I be laughing with my friend from work. He like 47, so he older than me. Because I was like, I be talking about the ages. He was like, you was a baby. I was like, I know. I used to watch it on TV. And I said, everybody used to dance. They had this little weird little sway when they dance. Like, everybody got a little hip dance. They be rolling their hips. And so when he started playing old music, I always do it. And he started laughing. He was like, you about to go down the Soul Train line, huh?
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Hey, you can do the Wild Wild West to that song, too. We all would do the Wild Wild West, too. The Kumo D Wild Wild West, too. We do the Wild Wild West.
Y'all motherfuckers wild, boy.
I used to like that song when I was little too. I didn't know what the hell it was about.
See, Kumo D be in them redneck white hillbilly bars. They be having them on the little jukebox you go in there. They got Kumo D on them motherfuckers, man. Them white folks be playing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I got to find this video because me and my boys, we went to this karaoke bar one time. Nigga, and I filmed all them white folks and that motherfucker doing them songs. That shit be so goddamn hilarious. Because all you got to do is wait till the motherfuckers get drunk. They get drunk, mm-hmm. Them motherfuckers are wild, wild west. Them motherfuckers up there.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm tired.
Man, I remember when I was little and I started watching back, you know, videos, because the videos really didn't go with the songs back then, but I was watching them because I didn't know they had them. And, I can't go for that. I was like, they white.
Don't care, dude. That's like, all I know.
They're a smile. I was like, they what?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know. I can't go for that. No. Don't care, dude.
They was dead. They was dead.
That's
just, they was all
dead. Yeah, that motherfucker. You can't. That's a bad motherfucker.
Shoes was white. I was like, I ain't watching no more videos.
Yeah, new shoes. Well, yeah, she cool, too. I met her out in Bakersfield. They had a concert with her, New Shoes, Club Nouveau, Rob Bass, Evelyn Champagne King, and it was somebody else out there. I mean, I think it was, damn, I forgot the other group. But anyway, I was out there, and I met her. She was cool. I got a couple of pictures of her, too, Sweet Pea.
They said they husband and wife, too.
Yeah, I heard her husband was there. He was there. I got both of them on camera.
Bruh, he wrote the song. Because I was looking up shit like that. I was like, wait a minute. He wrote the song.
Then we talk about that Monday.
They still
that
be performing.
M. Toomey died. Did we talk about that Monday? M. Toomey, remember when the motherfucker did, either one that did Juicy Fruit?
Right, I said, yeah, M. Toomey, he passed away. That was my daddy's friend, too. Yeah, he died a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was mad about that. I was like, damn. But that was like one of my good connections in the music industry. You know, when they die, you be like, damn, they go my connection.
God,
remember what he told you.
Well, I hope he enjoyed watching everybody dance to his song, because that was the whole little thing. You niggas used to be beating on the tables in school and everything.
If it wasn't for him, Biggie probably would have never came up.
Probably.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been a star anyway.
Yeah, they had to use his shit.
Biggie the one sampled that motherfucker. It was all a dream. Mm-hmm. A Source magazine. Some pepper up in the magazine and all that shit. That lost Biggie's career, that nigga's song. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
man. So
yeah,
Because I used to know the old one, so when people do a new song, I'd be like, wait a minute. And then another thing, though, which made it even better, I used to piss my grandma and them off, especially my mama. I used to do it on purpose. We can't listen to hip-hop no more, right? And so Juicy would come on in the car, and I'd give my sister ready. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Like, you still know the words, so and the beat's still the same. I used to piss them off so bad. You know, don't do that. Don't mess up that song like that.
Yeah, my father did the same thing because he was a jazz musician. So he used to be like, how you going to fuck up a good jazz song like that? I get the jazz song and sample them and fuck him up. He used to be so mad. How you going to get your boy song? Because he used to deal with Stanley Clark, Chick Corea, and a gang of other, like, you know, jazz musicians that was real big. And I used to take their songs and sample them because they wouldn't sue.
Mm-hmm.
So I get all that nigga shit that he done made with them and sample them motherfuckers.
And he be mad as hell.
He be mad as hell. I taught you how to play all these fucking instruments, and then you just go sample them? He used to be mad as fuck, because he taught me how to play all of the wind instruments, clarinets and saxophones and flutes and all of that shit. And I can still play them a little bit. I ain't going to lie. I'm a little fucked up with it, but... Shit, I played all of that shit. So he used to be pissed off because instead of me playing it, I would sample it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he pissed
might as well not even get started on jazz because I don't know that much. But I know the best song I ever heard ain't got no words to it. That Mr. Magic song.
Which one?
By the Grover Washington dude.
Yeah. That's called Reseed. That's the original song, Grover Washington. I think it's called Reseed. Reseed didn't have no words to it. Reseed. R-E-E-D-S-E-E-D. It's called Reseed. I believe it is. But then it was one that Ray Parker Jr. did. It's called Kneading to the Groove. I did that. I did a Laker song off of that motherfucker. But it was an instrumental. Mm-hmm. So it was a whole lot of instrumental.
And I'm about to see.
Read, see. You looking it up?
Uh-huh.
I think it's R-E-E-D, S-E-E-D.
I'm looking up his thing to see what he got. He can't even put no comments on his videos.
Well, it's Glover Washington Jr. That's the original.
Oh,
song,
no. That's Mr. Magic, what I'm talking about.
Oh. I thought you said it was a Glover Washington Jr. song.
It is.
Hold on.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. Company called Perilous Records. They got a jazz and hip-hop DJ.
You say who?
Perilous. P-E-A-R-I-L-S-S. Perilous Records. They've got number all their albums. They put out jazz, hip-hop. They ain't got, like, Pete Rock. They got Pete Rock on the mixtape. He took number jazz and mixed it. Like you said, ain't no words or nothing. Then sometimes they got somebody saying, like, it might have Farrakhan talking or somebody, you know, somebody giving out knowledge in the mix or the DJ mixes. You know what I'm saying? If it don't be no full rap, might have, like, Bobby Hemmer or somebody on there talking, giving you the game. This the number jazz hip hop all down and motherfucker goes so hard though. I've been jamming this since the first of you. I really done got deep on it.
So they got people rapping on it?
Perilous, I'll send you the link. Perilous Record. The name of the mixtape is called Troop of Darkness Voodoo.
Oh hell no.
Ready for my magic.
That more go hard. No, it's, I'm talking about hey, man, it go hard. I'm talking about it ain't no, you know, everything is true, but darkness. We come from darkness. So it's just the music, the sounds he got in the music. When you hear people talking with our language on there. You hear people talking with West Coast language on there. In the mixes, you hear people talking with that East Coast tongue. And all he doing is playing jazz and hip hop, and then they got a mixtape with Pete Rock. You know Pete Rock,
yeah,
the
I
DJ. They got him. He got a mixtape on Perilous. They did one him. He mixed like five jazz albums all together on one mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit is killing. I'm talking that's that grown folk shit.
That nigga put three groans on that motherfucker.
Yeah, you gotta be about 75 listening to that, huh?
It's kickback though. That shit gangster, man. It's kickback. Big body car ride. RV ride. It's that laid back. You be laid back when you listen to it. And they gonna be shooting. They gonna be giving you dollars, man. They gonna be having people
that
talking.
Say
you
big might hear big body car ride.
I'm telling you.
Well, I love all you guys. I'm about to get ready to call it a night, and I thank all y'all for y'all knowledge for being tonight.
We always try to kick a little knowledge in the after hours. We can talk about things that we don't talk about on the show. Ain't nobody calling, so we can talk shit and whatever. We still getting recorded more than likely because it ain't cut off yet. But you have a good evening.
Y'all too. Y'all have a great night.
And then
all
when
right.
you get to the house tomorrow, send me some of that stuff that you was working on.
Okay, then. Yeah, that way
all
you
right.
can
have a good
radio
one.
Edit. All right.
All right.
God bless you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
For good work.
Yeah. That's how that goes. Man, she's dedicated as fuck. I like her a whole lot. She just doing it too. She always called me just to say, I just want to call and say I appreciate you.
$100
picture on the record. For video. Cut it out. God damn. We can't even get this in without that motherfucker. Boy, you got to start something every night. I know I can't wait to Sunday.
Why you can't wait for Sunday? You're gonna be mad on Sunday. Don't rush it.
Right, right. See, I didn't even bring it up.
You know what? I
didn't even want to say nothing about them. I was just gonna let it slide tonight.
Wait a minute, hold on. Do you know what's getting ready to be? So many cowboy motherfuckers in my studio. I'm gonna have to do a motherfucking podcast on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All them niggas say, I'm coming to your house on Sunday, nigga.
They ain't gonna show up.
Shit. Them is lies. Them niggas wanna come up here and see what's gonna happen.
Shit, they
you
already know what's gonna happen.
Hey,
if I got ten niggas up here, if the 49ers lose, them niggas get ready to give me the worst time ever.
You say if?
Hey, I'm just saying, like you do Alabama lost.
But when the 49ers win, see, that's the thing. See, y'all don't see the pattern. Everybody thought that Alabama was going to win, right?
Nope.
What happened? They lost.
I didn't think Alabama was going to win.
Was gonna roll.
I knew the Georgia was going to get that ass.
I already knew that, too. So now that's what it is. So the more motherfuckers around me, because I'm telling you, every quarter that game go on, I'm going to change my jersey.
Tell me y'all can hear
me. Well, I hope you change. You're going to change your jersey regardless if y'all down 21-7?
We was down 17-0, and look what happened.
I know, but you can't do that. You ain't going to be able to do that against them boys, though. See, them boys got some serious defense.
52-20.
Y'all can't run against the 49ers.
56-21.
We're going to run all over the 49ers. We're going to run all over y'all. We're going to throw all over y'all. And the defense, Garoppolo's finger going to get bit off.
No, it don't matter.
They gonna bite that off in the first quarter.
See, I was going to save it for Friday. I was going to say nothing about them funky Niners. You know what I'm saying?
Don't worry about it because Monday evening, we'll be able to discuss it.
No, if, I'm calling you Sunday. I ain't waiting for Monday.
When the Niners win, I just gave y'all a special call.
That's going to be 2035. 2035 is what you're talking about.
The Funky Niners.
Y'all going to lose, bro.
Hey, it's a scary situation. We've been talking about this shit almost all this year and last year. Now the game really finna happen to the man of faith.
Right. You heard me? Nigga, because last year we didn't play. Together.
Yes, we did. Yeah, they did. They played them last year. Cowboys wasn't good last year. That's when Dak got hurt.
Cowboys ain't good this year.
What you mean they ain't good this year?
Watch what's getting ready to happen. Watch that game.
The Cowboys played the 49ers last year. I don't think they played them last year.
No, we ain't played.
Yeah, they did.
It's the first time.
Yeah,
I don't remember what's playing.
They played them last year. Go look. Go
check. I don't remember playing the 49ers.
Well, go check because
they
did.
They played 49ers in a minute. They ain't played 49ers in a minute.
Mm-mm.
Well, go check.
You know why? Last year, the 49ers or the motherfucker Dallas wasn't in the playoff.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't worry about our record. Worry about y'all.
You ripped one.
Y'all motherfuckers, watch what's getting ready.
This shit getting scary, man. We don't manifest this shit. This shit getting scary, man.
Why you scared, Scratch?
I'm never scared. What am I scared for?
Who's talking about you being scared?
I ain't never scared.
No, I'm talking about the whole situation.
Yeah, because we've been talking about this shit for so many years. Say, okay, what's going to happen?
We about
49ers play the goddamn Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Now we get ready to see.
Lock on wood. We said the same time.
Yep.
The fucking Niners going down.
See what's going to happen. That's the only
thing. I was going to say, man, I was going to let you make it. I was going to let you have a good day.
Yeah, I was leaving him alone, but
I don't think
pressing.
They play, because if they play, we've been talking about this shit last year. We've been on this shit last year.
Right,
it
right.
Got juice.
We never played last year. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something that's food for thought. Both teams got 5 Super Bowl championships. But
okay, we about to get 67. You know,
man, Dallas ain't played 49ers since the 80s. They ain't played since the 80s.
Right.
This shit's back in the 80s.
That's not true. Don't say stuff and don't go check it. Don't just be go check it and then come back.
I'm telling you, I can't remember them even playing till right now.
You know, but you got to go check it, OG. You know I love you, brother, but you got to go check it.
Ram, you saying, Ram?
Hey, look. See, the thing that y'all don't remember, one of the times that the 49ers beat the Cowboys, they called it the catch.
They was playing Green Bay when they called the catch.
That's
when they was playing Green Bay.
And Brian
caught the catch, and they didn't. They said it wasn't the catch. That was Green Bay.
I'm talking about nigga, the motherfucker Joe Montana threw the motherfucker.
You talking about Dwight Clark? Wasn't nobody on Dwight Clark. They let his ass slip away in the end zone. Shit, Joe Montana was running out of room. That was a lucky pass.
A W is a W, bro.
I don't care. I still say it was a lucky pass.
Okay. So now, what's going to be this week? Because I swear, I'm telling you, it's about 10 motherfuckers getting ready to come up here as Dallas fans.
Yeah, that's because your quarterback.
They don't want to watch it on the big screen, so we can watch it on. I'm going to put 2 screens on. So they just
They going to gobble on Garoppolo. Garoppolo going to get gobbled on.
Oh, but see, that's what it is. I feel like I don't like Stephen A. Smith, but he say, I like the Cowboys, but I hate they fans.
Hell with Stephen A. Smith with his way back hair receiving line with his big old funny looking lips. That nigga is something else. Funny looking. He the new Mr. Potato Head. All that nigga needed some glasses.
That nigga say, I like the Cowboys. I like Jerry Jones. I hate
man,
they fans.
I hate that he said that, because see, he's saying that can jinx the whole football game. I hope he don't like us. He's been talking bad about us for years, though. And he talked bad about the Lakers. Yeah, somebody
on,
knock him out.
Time going out. Come on. Yeah, but shit, that's what that motherfucker said. He said he don't, and it don't like, it ain't like I don't like the Cowboys. I hate they fans. I feel just like them.
Oh, that's all right. So you hate us? You don't hate us. You love us, right?
I love y'all, but, you know, when it comes down to the Cowboys, hell yeah, I hate y'all with that one. Y'all root for the Cowboys.
Oh, man. I called 15 minutes early, and you got hate for me?
I just hate y'all as Cowboy fans.
Oh man, yeah, I don't hate you as a 49er fan.
Wow, come on!
Yeah, I'm not gonna let him make it.
About.
You can
I
get the hate.
Throw a goddamn curveball.
Ain't no curveball. That's a strike.
This 49er hate is real right here, baby. Fan.
I ain't mad at you.
Hey, man, let me give you a pass. I'm not.
I ain't mad.
You know what
that's
I told
what
you?
I'm saying I'm not mad because y'all fans are y'all team. The team that
nah,
you
I'm
like.
I'm not giving them no pass. God damn
y'all
it. You stay over there with them fucking Niners.
Mm.
Y'all going down, god damn it. Y'all going down.
Hey,
Confetti, did you hear what I told him earlier? When he first came
what?
On, I said, listen, man, go on and bet $20. If you lose, I'll pay your debt, too. Scratch. You know them killing Cowboys going. They're going to run up in them 49ers, man.
Okay, it's like San Francisco ain't been the champion since 1995.
Right.
When they got a championship, I know they ain't been talking about us.
No, you know what's going to happen.
I know they ain't talking about us.
You know what's going to happen.
Y'all said look up the 40. I'm just trying to figure out when the last time they played. I'm trying to figure out the last time Dallas played 49ers. It said 49ers ain't been no championship since 1995.
No, that's the fucking we went to multiple championships and a Super Bowl prior to then.
Oh,
y'all
went to 20. 2020.
Y'all ain't been since Emmitt Smith then. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, I'm just saying that. Y'all
ain't been to a Super Bowl since Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman, and the crackhead was in that motherfucker.
Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, boss? Boss, look, boss, don't be talking about me like that, boss.
Now go and look and see when the last time we went to a Super Bowl. We went to championship, two championships, and we went to a Super Bowl. You ain't been there since like 88 type of shit, my nigga. 92 type of shit.
Check this out, Scratch. Since you're going to talk about me and my drug addiction, you know, my cousin came over on Thanksgiving. You know, we used to smoke together and everything. You know, so before he came in, I patted him down. Because I know how he is. We used to smoke. I found a pipe. I put it in my car on the passenger side door and went on in the house and didn't think nothing of it no more. That's what that nigga said, man. Michael Irvin.
No,
that's what he said.
Let's take a drug test then, motherfucker.
He did. He took a drug test, but he, you know, cocaine leave your system in like 2 days. So by the time they test Michael Irvin, it was too late.
Yeah, that nigga. Hold on. We ain't going to do it tomorrow. We're going to do it the next day.
Uh-oh. We might be in trouble. I said 49ers done won more Super Bowls than the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't know how you figure that.
I'm googling it
right now, nigga.
Nigga, the Cowboys got the same amount. They got five apiece.
Okay, how many times has the Cowboys beat the 49ers?
I ain't talking about how many times they beat them. I'm saying the Cowboys got five Super Bowl championships, and so does the 49ers.
I'm Google. Okay, wait a minute.
What did it say? What did it say, Buddha?
The Cowboys won the Super Bowl in 1993.
Against the 49ers.
No,
did the Cowboys ever
play
the 49ers in the Super Bowl? The 49ers defeated the Cowboys. Listen,
hey.
The Cowboys.
They can't play in the Super Bowl.
Hold on. I just Googled. It said, did the Cowboys ever play the 49ers in the Super Bowl?
We didn't ask that. Why are you looking that up?
Let me break the shit down.
We don't want to break it down. You talk about the Super Bowls. How many Super Bowls did each team win?
Okay, the Cowboys... The 49ers beat me up. Okay, read it.
Pass me some of that good weed you got, bro. Goddamn.
Okay, here we go. The 49ers beat the Cowboys 38-28, and we'll go on winning the Super Bowl. The first 49ers Super Bowl since 1980.
Oh, my God.
That's what it said, Google.
We talked about that. But Scratch already talked about that when Joe Montana threw the ball to Dwight Clark.
They can't play Dallas in the Super Bowl. They in the same division.
Right.
But this is what it says. It says it right here. They played in the Super Bowl.
Listen to what I'm saying. If the Cowboys played the 49ers in 1980 in the Super Bowl, that was before the Dallas came back to the NFC because they had to be an AFC.
Well, that might be true.
Well, y'all Google it then.
We believe you. Type in how many Super Bowls that San Francisco won and how many the Cowboys won. Because I know it's five apiece.
Okay, hold on. Let me get off this. Let me go back.
I thought you said you already found that.
Okay, here we go. Who won more Super Bowls, Cowboys or the 49ers? The San Francisco 49ers, 10-7, Dallas 12-5, have each won a Super Bowl five times as a storied franchise. He just said that we will meet Sunday in the Super Bowl Wild Card Weekend.
See, I know my history.
I know
you see
it was
what I'm
five apiece. I didn't say it was nothing different. I told you it was five apiece earlier.
You was going with him when he said they won more championships to the Cowboys. You was going with him. You was going with him, Scratch.
They did play a Super Bowl.
Hey, they 10-7 and we 12-5. They believe us.
Okay. Now look this up. When the last time Dallas went to a Super Bowl?
1995.
But of course. When the last time the 49ers went to a Super Bowl?
1996.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Oh, no, they went to the Super Bowl, but they didn't win.
So? They went. And we went
that
to the championship game.
We went to the
championship game.
Okay, here we go. Here go the question. Dallas played the 49ers the first time in November 20th, 1960. The 49ers, 26, Dallas 14. Then they played again October 2nd, 2016. Dallas Cowboys 24, 49ers 17. And now they're going to meet again this Sunday.
Last time we kicked ass. This will be a
there we go.
I know you.
He said it's going to be another ass whooping.
How you feel about that, Scratch?
Nigga, talk to me Monday.
Y'all had a 10-7 season. Don't bet on that.
Talk to me Monday. Because I bet you, when them niggas motherfuckers lose, I ain't going to hear from none of y'all. Y'all ain't going to call the radio show.
I'm calling you. I'm going to call you Sunday. I ain't waiting on Monday. I'm going to call you Sunday.
Yeah. Hey, like you said, when them niggas motherfuckers win, you going to be crying.
I got nothing to cry about, shit. What am I going to cry for, shit, nigga?
Just put a jersey on. Put a Cowboy jersey on.
I was out there on the field playing and we lost.
Put a Cowboy jersey on and take a picture.
I ain't got no reason to cry, nigga.
Throw your wrist up. Put the Cowboy jersey on and throw your wrist up.
One time for the ground. This nigga right here, boy.
Put the Cowboy jersey and throw the West up.
Hey, if they win, we're gonna hop on Facebook with 49 hats on or a pin. If they win, all the Cowboy fans that's been on this blog for the last 18 months.
Hey,
if 49 win, we're gonna
scratch.
We'll
Cowboy win, we gonna scratch it. Put a Cowboy jersey on and throw the West up.
do a video. We want you to do a video. Say that's how we do it in the West.
With a Smith jersey.
How we do it in the West.
I'm telling you, man.
We want a video.
Only thing I gotta say is you need to stick to weed, bro. Just stay on the weed, man. Don't hit none of that other shit you've been hitting, bro.
The Emmitt Smith jersey, we got it right here. It's coming out the cleaner. We're gonna send it to you.
Yeah. We know you got your new scratch. You know you went from 2 weeks.
I'm gonna burn the fuck out of that motherfucker.
Hey, since your movie name 2 weeks,
I don't give it to my street twin, I will burn that motherfucker.
Hey, we gonna have enough Cowboy fans on.
I'll be
the cameras over there. We're waiting for you. It's going down. We're gonna have no Cowboy fans over there waiting for you. So when you lose, we don't need to put that jersey on and throw that West up.
You will never, ever see me.
We need about 20 more Cowboy fans over there. Ain't no welching on the bet, baby.
It'll be enough of them motherfuckers over here on Sunday. Everybody said they coming. I'm like, all right, come on too.
Wow, man, I'd love to be over there.
I know you would. My wife would throw your motherfucking ass out if you're too unruly.
Oh, my. Make sure. Hey. I order all the hot wings, get the drink.
I don't give a
watch
fuck
this
what
shit
you
go
want.
Down, goddamn it.
You'll throw your ass out here. Boy, you don't Cowboy fans get.
Yeah, he's going to be quiet.
We ain't going to say nothing. He's going to be eating his chicken and stuff. I'm going to be chilling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to say nothing. We just going, how you doing, ma'am? Yes, ma'am. You want me to take out the trash can for you? No problem. I'll take it out.
Yeah, right.
Well, Rev Ali, you need to make it your business to be out here on Sunday. So you could get some of this right here.
Hey, ain't no thing, you know, just let the wife know, hey, I'm coming to clean up. She need me to wash some dishes? No problem, ma'am. I got you. She ain't going to be mad at me. I'll say, I'm cleaning everything. Count, you want me to wipe the counter up? No problem.
Well, it's only a couple of motherfuckers who, like my boy Charles and his son, them motherfuckers Cowboys fan. Them motherfuckers come over here, they fuck around, and they get kicked out quick.
Damn.
Yeah, I know how to treat that. I ain't going to lie. I know I'm going to get kicked out, so.
My wife, my wife, so.
But I'm going to have an extra, you know, we need to be in the car, have an extra TV in the street. And we can be hollering from the other side of the street.
He said so you're going to get kicked out.
No, when I get kicked out, we'll be hollering from the other side of the street.
Man, you know how my wife is, nigga. Is 49 a fan, too, nigga? Oh, Lord.
Oh, your wife won, too? Ah, dang.
Oh, man. That's all right.
Yeah,
you know, I grew up with mostly all girls, so... You know, I know how to keep them, we make them cool. I know how to clean up. They love a clean-up nigga.
I'm talking trash on cross street.
I mean, I clean up all day at the party, too. They love me. They say, every party needs an Ali.